It's fantasy football time on Patriots.com with the Fantasy Football Champs.
Fitzgerald leaps, and he's got it! It's a touchdown for Larry Fitzgerald!
Dominate your league with the guys from FFChamps.com.
Brees throwing back in the end zone, leaping grab, touchdown!
Todd DeVries and Bill Enright are the Fantasy Football Champs.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Fantasy Football Champs on Patriots.com Radio. We have a very special edition of today's show. It is Fantasy Football Draft Week, so we're doing another Fantasy Football Draft Special, and we're going to get to all of our strategy, all of our advice in today's show, but we really want to help everyone win your league. So you can call us at 855-728-728. 7500. And with that, I'm Bill Enright, along with Todd DeVries. And how pumped up are we that it is Fantasy Football Draft Week, Todd?
This is it, Bill. We've been waiting for this since the inception of our show here on Patriots.com in early August. This is it. The big draft weekend is here, and no better place to get your information than straight from the mouth of Mr. Bill Enright.
The both of us are going to be taking you through 2 hours of nonstop coverage of fantasy football draft strategy. So let me give that number again, Todd. 855-728-7500, 855-PATS-500. You can also email us, webradio@patriots.com. Now, there's a couple things that we can do for you. We can analyze your team. We can grade your team, go over the strengths and weaknesses of your team if you already drafted. Or if you haven't drafted yet, call us with some of your questions. Maybe you don't know who to take in the first round. You're debating whether or not to go a wide receiver in the second. We can help you out with it all right here on Patriots.com Radio.
That's right, Bill. And hey, I gave you some props earlier. You just ignored it.
This is a two-man show, Todd. I'm not going to just take all the credit. I think we have Kevin Collins, our producer. He helps us out as well. So I don't like all the attention on me.
Oh, yeah, you do. You love the spotlight, Mr. Bill. Shines off of that bald head of yours.
That's right. I'm blinding people.
Seriously, though, Bill, I mean, this
is
just...
Well, you really went bald there, didn't you?
Kevin's awake.
Hello, Kevin.
Barely. Need some Dunkin' Donuts, boys.
I love how you have the bald drop.
Yeah,
like,
just
ready,
right at
I have that for
tips.
Bill and for myself, I am also follically challenged.
That's right.
Well, this is it, Kevin. Hey, before we let you get back to work there, buddy, you got your drafts coming up? What's going on in your fantasy
had
world?
Had to declare the two keepers in the league that I'm in with all my like high school buddies and stuff like that. So we had that on Sunday night, and then we have the draft coming up tomorrow night. So it's a big week.
Mm. Very exciting. Who'd you end up keeping?
I took both of your advice. You were both in lockstep, and I took I kept Tom Brady, who will count as my second round pick.
Okay.
And I kept Marshawn Lynch, who will count as my fourth round pick.
Nice, nicely done.
And I have the fourth overall pick in the draft, and it looks like I'm going to have a pretty good selection of players. Calvin Johnson's out there, LeSean McCoy.
Yeah, go for a running back.
Ray Rice is out there, so there's some options.
Go for the running back. Definitely do it.
So I'm looking forward to it. I'll take your advice, and I think I'm going to hunt running back first to kind of fill out both my top RB slots.
So I'm curious, Kevin. Hold on a second. So did you email Bill and I separately?
No, I emailed you together.
Yeah, but I thought it was separate. No.
No, I emailed you together.
Yeah, I think it was together.
And then, but you both had the same response, which I was kind of thrilled about because I was torn over it.
Because I didn't copy Bill on my reply.
Didn't copy Todd.
there was some interesting keepers in my league. I'll say some guys that I didn't really think, you know. What do you guys – one of the keepers that I kind of looked at and was like, was Tony Gonzalez? Yeah, I was just kind of like, it doesn't really do anything for me. So I feel like I kept two studs, and in my league, which is a little bit different, you must start two quarterbacks every week.
So, that's why we told you to keep Tom.
Yeah, so quarterbacks are kind of at a premium. And,
of course.
You know, the Breeze, the Rodgers, the Mannings, they all got kept. The RG3s of the world, Cam Newton got – so – there were a lot of quarterbacks that got kept, and a lot of people adopted the strategy of keeping their stud running back and their stud quarterback. So I feel good about it. I don't feel going into the draft tomorrow night, I don't feel like I made a terrible mistake. And I feel like a lot of people think that Marshawn Lynch, from some of the stuff I've been reading, a lot of people, and, you know, the ESPN, we're doing an ESPN league, and Lynch was kind of, I think he was pegged as, like, possibly, like, the fifth best player in fantasy football this year. So to get him as a fourth-round pick, I think, is a pretty good value.
Yeah, tremendous value there.
So I waited last year, and he lasted all the way deep into the fourth round, and I... You know, I think last year heading in, he was somewhere in the 30s, like the mid to high 30s overall when the draft started. And he just sat there round after round. And I was just like, yep, might as well. This is a value pick. And it ended up turning out pretty well for me.
But that's ridiculous value.
Yeah, so we'll see how we do.
Well, Kevin, you know, if you ever get in any trouble, you know where to turn.
Yeah, I mean, just looking really quick, I mean, I'm going to – so. What I do is you take the keepers and you move them to the bottom of your draft board because you're not going to draft them. And so Lynch, I'm going to draft. So, like, just looking at this really quick, tomorrow night I have the fourth pick, and the top guys that haven't been kept, Ray Rice, Jamal Charles, Trent Richardson, Calvin Johnson, LeSean McCoy, Matt Forte, Stephen Ridley. So odds are, you know, I'm going to get a pretty good player to kind of go with the two keepers I have.
Yeah, I would take Trent Richardson.
Yeah, that's what I was looking at. So hopefully he's still there. We'll see what happens.
Todd, how about Kevin monopolizing the start of the show just to talk about his own fantasy draft strategy? Because you
Sorry,
know he wants to win.
This is
you
important.
Know he wants
I
to win
the money,
hey,
man.
I hear you, man. That's why everyone takes fantasy football so seriously. Do you want to win so bad that you don't care about the content?
I was skeptical when we started doing the keeper thing 3 years ago, but I actually really like it now. It kind of it makes you put a lot more thought and kind of strategy behind what you're doing.
Big time.
And it almost makes it a little bit more realistic. So I'm a big fan of it.
I have my dynasty draft tonight where we will only be selecting six rounds of just rookie players.
Now, how many people are in this league, Bill?
There's 10, and we all have rosters of 30. We have to make six cuts if you want to keep any of the rookies that you pick tonight or
was it really difficult for you to get everyone together? Are you all going to do it together? No.
No, it's very easy.
Yeah. See, for us we had a lot of trouble. But
the league is very expensive. There's a there's a security deposit you put in each year that you get back after 5 years of being in the league. And tonight I have the 10th pick cuz I won the championship last year. And I think I can't say my pick on air because I know they're listening right now. I know like two or three
guys
in my league
don't jeopardize
are listening, and I have the 10th pick, and I don't want them to jump in front of me and outsmart the expert.
Smart.
I can't have that happen.
You can't lose your own league, Bill. That's
no.
One of the rules of being a fantasy football guru,
That's
a
right.
fantasy football champ like yourself. You cannot lose.
So anyway, we are all serious about winning our fantasy football leagues. And if you're serious about winning your league, I got to tell you, check out ffchamps.com. We have a special 50% discount right now through Labor Day for Patriots, Patriot fans and Patriots.com radio listeners. So check out ffchamps.com. We're with you for the draft the next week or so in preseason. You get our draft kit. And then, Todd, we're with you every week, every day during the regular season. We help manage your squad, give you great advice. You check out our weekly rankings, our in-season access, where strength of schedule, expert advice. It's really just a big-time difference maker if you're serious about winning your league.
Geez, it's worth the price of admission just to get the draft tracker in your hands, Bill.
Yeah, I mean, our draft kit comes with the draft tracker, the mock draft tool, all of our cheat sheets, everything we do in the preseason and helps you prepare for your draft.
Here's the deal. Everyone's familiar with Pulp Fiction, right? The movie Pulp Fiction.
Honey Bunny in the
diner, right?
Yeah.
And they open up the briefcase, right? And what happens? It's like there's like this glow. But you
the gold.
Right, it's the glow, but you really aren't sure what it is, but it's really bright and you know it's important.
Yeah.
When I go to drafts, usually in the evening somewhere, right? We're all sitting in a room, and I open up my laptop, Bill.
Yeah.
I pull up that draft tracker, which is all like color-coded. It's like totally amazing. There's like a glow.
Yeah.
That emanates
from
laptop.
Your screen, yeah.
And everyone's like, what's that? What's that? What you got there?
Yeah.
And I always strategically sit in, like, the back corner.
You don't want anyone to see it.
No. I just want them to see the glow.
That's right.
And I'll just be like, FF Champs, I'll fill you in after the draft, you know.
It's just amazing. The tools that we have and our rankings and our cheat sheets, It's really incredible for the price of $29.95. Again, this is a special discount, 50% off for Patriot listeners and Patriot fans that we're offering people. And if you want to win your league, this is a great way to do it, because we're with you from the minute you sign up till the day that your fantasy football championship ends. And it's a great service, and I strongly suggest you check it out.
All right, Bill. So this is it, man. 9 days until kickoff.
Yep.
A couple days until most people have. A lot of people are having them every night this week. So why don't we dive right in? What is first on the docket? We got a jam-packed 2 hours. What do we got?
All right, so today I think we're going to go over the latest player news, talk about some injuries that happened in the third preseason game, because a lot went down that will impact not only our rankings at ffchamps.com, but also how you're going to want to use your strategy. For example, start off with the Denver Bronco backfield, Todd. Monte Ball, the rookie from Wisconsin, was elevated to the first team this week, just yesterday, by head coach John Fox. And the reason being was because Ronnie Hillman, second year back, had fumbling issues all preseason long. Every preseason game, Hillman put the ball on the ground. And that is a big no-no when it comes to John Fox's running back's responsibilities. You can't fumble the ball. So we see Ronnie Hillman downgraded, Monte Ball elevated. What do you think of that?
Got a hold onto the ball, Bill. It's like in the preseason, it's almost like it's hard to really set yourself apart in most scenarios.
Yeah.
But it's real easy to screw up and drop on the depth chart. You know what
right.
I mean? When you're
right.
running back in particular. And that's what Hillman's doing. He's not helping himself right now. The thing that drives me insane is the potential emergence or presence of one Knowshon Moreno.
Now, if you've been playing in fantasy football for the last few years, there may be one or two other players that are more frustrating. Darren McFadden and maybe Ryan Matthews are the only other running backs that come to mind in terms of frustration, annual frustration with one single player. Knowshon Moreno, a royal pain in the neck when it comes to fantasy football. You never know what to expect from him.
He's
constantly injured. And when he's not injured and they're playing up against a tough defense, he has this miraculous game that no one saw coming. So the fact that Knowshon Moreno is thrown back into the mix with Monte Ball, with Ronnie Hillman, it's becoming a three-headed monster. We don't know which way's up with this Denver backfield, do we?
No. It's just get him out of here. Seriously. Get this guy out of the mix. I mean, it was kind of interesting, Bill, before he – because he was kind of way in the background a month ago, right?
Because he was injured, yeah.
He was injured, but they had just drafted Monte Ball, the promising rookie. Hey, Ronnie Hillman's only a second-year guy.
Right.
Right? And we liked him a lot. So it was kind of like, oh, cool. The Broncos have an unbelievable offense, great passing game, a couple young running backs. You know, it might be a little split carry situation, but that's okay. You know, maybe one will emerge. And then Knowshon Moreno pops up. So very frustrating. We'll get into the overvalued and undervalued portion of this position battle later on, but it's just a messy situation.
Plain and simple, running back by committee written all over the Denver backfield. And be honest with you, Todd, they're a pass-first team. Peyton Manning's only going to hand off the ball maybe 10 or 15 times a game. They're going to go to Welker. They're going to go to Demaryius Thomas. They're going to go to Eric Decker a lot more than they hand off to these running backs.
Yeah, but Bill, they're going to be in the red zone a lot. I mean, they're going to be inside the five-yard line a lot. And he's not going to throw a touchdown every time. And someone's going to score the rushing touchdowns.
No, that's true. That's true. But I think it's going to be a rotation.
One of the best offenses in the league. So they're going to be inside the five a lot. So
right, right. I just think it's going to be a heavy rotation.
Well, right now it looks that way. And that's not fantasy-friendly, Bill.
Exactly, exactly. Todd, speaking of one of the best offenses in the league, and we're going to get Kevin's opinion on this because I think he has some good info from being up there at Patriots training camp. Rob Gronkowski, it is reported that he will likely avoid the PUP list to start the year. So that's good news. If he goes on the PUP list, which I think the deadline is on Sunday, that means he's out for the first six games.
Saturday night.
Okay. So midnight Saturday night is the deadline for the PUP list. If he's placed on it, he's out for the first six games. But initial reports indicate that Gronk will not be on the PUP list. So, Kevin, what happened today at training camp between Bill Belichick and NFL.com reporter Albert Breer?
So basically, Breer asked him about practice yesterday. So Bill spoke yesterday, then they have practice, then he doesn't speak.
Right.
So Breer, among the other media throng, were out there yesterday, and for the first time during all training camp, and for the first time in 2013, they see Gronk kind of off to the side doing football-related activities on his own.
All right, now hold on for 1 second right there. Before yesterday, was Rob Gronkowski doing these drills, individual drills, positional drills, away from the team, but just not during the media portion of the practice?
That is possible, but nobody really knows that. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like,
because
the media is not watching it. So, like, I guess what Bill's argument was today is that Gronkowski was present during all of camp. Like, he didn't miss any camp, and he was doing what he needed to do to rehab the injury, and, like, nothing's changed. It's status quo. But I can see where Breer's coming from, where, you know, he wasn't paraded out there in front of the media until yesterday.
Right.
So, obviously, if you have 30 reporters who only get access to practice for, 10 or 15 minutes, and they look off to the side and they see Gronk backpedaling and they see him doing, receiver drills and all this
right.
stuff on his own, even though he's in shorts and a T-shirt, he's still doing what, normal people would deem football activities as opposed to just riding a stationary bike.
Sure.
So it was noteworthy, but I don't think the coach felt it was noteworthy, and he sort of snapped at Breer a little bit, saying nothing's changed, and, for those of you that have been here all year, it was very interesting to see, that side of Bill come out really for the first time, I think, this year.
Do you have a little bit toward the end of that clip?
I can find it for you.
So, Todd, basically what was going on today, and for those that aren't really following, I guess Rob Gronkowski has been practicing with the Patriots, but little did we know, because the media was not given that kind of information. Gronk was only practicing during the non-media, the part of the practice where the media is not allowed to be there.
So I got a little bit for you here.
Okay, let's cue it up.
When those are the same, it's easy. When they're not, then you have to something has to give. You have to make a call one way or the other. So that's the way it is with everything.
Is it hard to hold a roster spot for a player who might not be ready the first couple weeks of the season?
I think it's just what I said it was. Each situation is independent. Depends on the situation. Depends on what your other options are, what the injury is, how long you're talking about, what the expectations are for, what kind of depth you have at that position. I mean, you can go on and on. Each situation is different.
How's Rob look? Because I know he was out there yesterday.
He's been out here every day. He's been
pause
in
it,
camp
Kat, pause it. So Albert Breer was asking, how has Rob looked? We saw him for the first time yesterday, and then this is Belichick's response.
He's been out here every day. He's been in camp the whole – he hasn't missed a day of camp. He was here the first day of camp. He's been doing the same thing every day.
How has he looked recently? I know he's been out.
He's been doing the same thing every day.
Been doing the same thing every day?
Same thing every day. For those of us that have been here, it's the same thing every day. Same thing every day.
All right, so Rob Gronkowski, or excuse me, Bill Belichick is basically telling the media that Rob Gronkowski has been doing this all summer. Whatever they saw yesterday for the first time, he's been doing since the start of training camp.
I'm surprised he didn't call Breer Albert. Usually when he gets mad, he calls him Albert.
Oh, like a little bit.
Been
of
doing
principle.
The same thing every day, Albert. I was waiting for one of those.
What do you make of this, Bill?
I don't make anything of it, other than Rob Gronkowski's not going on the pup list, and he seems like he's getting closer to playing.
When's he
Bill? I don't expect him back in week one.
Bill already told you. I think he said it was like week. What did you say?
Week
four.
Yeah. That's what I think.
We made our predictions a couple weeks ago, right?
Yeah.
I had pup.
Yeah, I had like week twos or something outlandish like that, and Bill had somewhere in the middle, which was like week four.
Yeah, right.
So I'm liking Bill's where he's at so far on this, given what we've seen.
Now the good news is we'll know by Saturday if Rob Gronkowski is going to be on the pup list.
But for those of us that draft before then, it's tough.
Right, and to be honest with you, based on his current ADP, which is in the fourth round, I don't know if he's worth that pick. I don't know if Rob Gronkowski only plays in 12 or 10 games this year. I don't think he's worth a fourth-round pick. I would take him in the sixth round, but in the fourth round, I think that's a reach. Todd, you have some examples of what you'll be thinking of when drafting Gronk in the fourth.
All right. For those of you that follow our advice in almost every format, right, we recommend you wait on a QB, okay? So the first couple of rounds, it's safe to say, Bill, that after three rounds of most drafts, you and I are going to have two running backs and a wide receiver, right?
Yes.
Okay. So you're sitting there in the fourth round, which is a sweet spot for wide receivers, okay? You might have a flex running back staring you at the in the face.
Yep.
If you take Gronk there, you're passing up on those two options we just mentioned. Mm-hmm. Also, your mindset has to change because now the second you draft Gronk, you need to, in your back of your mind, draft the second tight end earlier than normal.
Right.
You know, you need to target a tight end probably in the ninth or tenth round.
Because you know Gronk's not going to play the full season.
Well, you
and
know.
He's not going to be there week one.
Yeah, so you know now suddenly you're carrying two tight ends, which some people, you know, depends on your format. A lot of people do that anyway. But in a lot of the formats I'm in, I try to carry one tight end until a bye week, and then I'll pick somebody else up, you know?
Exactly.
But, so now you're taking up another roster spot, or at least you're eating up an earlier draft pick than normal, two tight ends. And on top of that, now you're in the fifth round. Now you've passed up on some wide receivers and running backs. So it kind of just – you got to be careful, man. You got to really have confidence in Rob Gronkowski. Because, Bill, even if he comes back in week four, I mean, the chances of this guy finishing out the year, you know, it's very sketchy.
It's still not guaranteed. Yeah, right.
I mean, more so – I mean, of course, any player can get injured. This guy's got a bad track record going all the way back to college. So I'm with you, Bill. Fourth round, man. That is I'm just not going to take him.
Now, I know it's hard because we're on the Patriots Radio Network on Patriots.com, and we got a lot of Pat fans listening to us right now, and Rob Gronkowski has been a machine. He's been dominant. He's been unstoppable for the last few seasons, especially going back 2 years ago when he had led the league in touchdowns, and he had 1,300 yards, and he had 90 receptions. But you know what? He didn't get to 1,000 yards last year. Now, he still had 11 touchdowns, but he missed so much time that it becomes a problem. It becomes a headache. It becomes a danger to you winning your fantasy weekly matchup and your league if you rely on him as your fourth round pick.
Yeah,
if you can get him a little bit later, it becomes valuable, but not at that spot.
And he won't go later. That's the thing.
Right, exactly.
If you're in a 10 or 12 team league, it's one person. Only takes one person to want to grab him. I mean, it's a risk. And hey, it might pan out. You know,
yeah.
It could pan out. If he comes back in week two, three, four, and in the final, you know, dozen games, he scores 9 touchdowns and catches 6 balls a game, then you made out like a bandit, perhaps.
So that's the major player news that we've been dealing with. We'll get to some more of the minor player news, the guys that don't have as much of a fantasy impact in just a little bit. But I want to get to the phones, Todd. 855-728-7500. 855-PATS-500 is the phone number here. We're going to go to Matt in San Diego, who's in a 14-team PPR league. What's going on, Matt? Thanks for calling into the Fantasy Football Champs.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate you taking my call. It's actually a half-point PPR. I just didn't feel like explaining that to Kevin on the phone. And we start 3 wide receivers. And
okay.
I had my draft just a couple days ago, and I had the 13th pick overall, and I almost always follow your guys' advice, but I don't know what I was thinking, but I went 3 wide receivers in the first 3 rounds. So I got A.J. Green, Julio Jones, Garcon, and then I went and got Mike Wallace before I got her running back.
Wow, so okay.
At running back, I have Shane Vereen, Darren Sproles, the law firm, who sucks, I know, Fred Jackson, who's not even a starter, and Lance Dunbar, who's not a starter. My question is, do I need to try to offload some of these receivers? I kind of was like in between two minds because it's a half-point PPR and we start 3 wideouts. And I just kind of, I wasn't sure what to do and just went all wide receiver. So,
do you have a flex?
Flex can be either wide receiver or running back. So at the moment, I would put Wallace probably in there. And at receiver, I also have Reuben Randall, Kenny Stills, and Josh Gordon.
Matt, you have a solid team, a solid core of receivers in a 14-team league. Probably the best string of receivers. I can almost guarantee that someone in your league needs a receiver. I'm worried about your running backs. Darren Sproles, Shane Vereen, excellent options as your flex. Maybe some RB2 upside here. But when you're talking to me about Fred Jackson and Lance Dunbar, who has a sprained foot and is the backup to the backup in the Dallas Cowboys backfield, you got some major problems there with the running back. So we like Shane Vereen as a sleeper. We love Darren Sproles in the PPR format. But you need a running back one on this team. I don't even know if you have a running back two at this point.
Yeah, that's kind of what I was thinking too.
Todd, and Matt, we appreciate your call. Todd, do you think that his wide receivers can offset not having one of those quality running backs?
Man, that's tough. I'm with you, Bill. I don't want those guys as my lead dogs at running back. You know what I mean?
AJ Green and Julio Jones are excellent options. Great 1-2 combo at the receiver position. Instead of taking Pierre Garçon, I probably would have went a running back there. I don't know who was available. It's hard to speculate. But he's in some serious trouble with Fred Jackson, Lance Dunbar as his backups. Hopefully Ben Jarvis Green-Ellis can get into the end zone once in a while for the Cincinnati Bengals. But both of us, I think we both agree, Todd, that Giovanni Bernard is going to take over that running back spot eventually at some point this season.
Eventually he will, yeah. And I think he'll put up bigger fantasy stats sooner than later than the law firm. So, yeah, that's a precarious situation that he's in.
Yeah, so our guy Matt, you might want to trade one of those wide receivers. Maybe you can package together a wide receiver and one of those backup running backs. Try to go after the guy that has C.J. Spiller, since you have Fred Jackson as the handcuff. That's some of the advice that I would give to you. Let's move over to Mike in East Haven, Connecticut. By the way, 855-728-7500 is the phone number here. We're going to go to Mike in East Haven. What's up, Mike? How are you today?
How are you guys? I'm in a 12-team PPR. We did the draft order the other night. I kind of have an idea of what everybody's going to be taking before the draft. It's a two-quarterback league, so quarterbacks are going to be going fast in the first round, I think. So I pick number 8, which is a solid pick out of 12 because I'll kind of be in the middle. I'll kind of be able to get something that might fall to me. I could always get something nice on the wraparound. I'm thinking going quarterback with my first pick. From what I understand, I have a mock draft put together. Guys have pretty much already said who they want, so, and anything could change between now or if my draft is on Saturday. So one, I think, is going to go Adrian Peterson. Two is going to be Arian Foster. Three is going to be Aaron Rodgers. Four is going to be Doug Martin. Five is going to be Ray Rice. Six is going to be Drew Brees. And seven is going to be Shady McCoy. So that will pretty much leave me with either Cam Newton, Peyton Manning, Tom Brady. I think those are some elite quarterbacks still up there on the board. It's just, in our league, it's just very important to get a top-flight quarterback, for at least a QB1. We have a bonus, a 10-point bonus. So my decision is going to be, more than likely, it's going to be one of those three guys, Cam, Peyton, Brady. Which do I go?
All right. Here's my opinion, Bill, and you can chime in, disagree with me. If you're dead set on taking a QB in the first round, and I understand if it's a two quarterback league, it kind of, you know, it breaks one of our commandments, which is wait on a QB.
Right.
I'm going to go Peyton Manning. Of those three, I'm definitely not taking Cam Newton.
I was just going to say I'm definitely not taking Cam.
No,
that's not happening.
Because I wrote down his list here, Bill, and there's only two QBs off the board: Rodgers and Brees.
Right.
If that's how it plays out, and you can get Manning or Brady, I mean, I probably would take Manning right now, based upon his weapons, obviously more established. I think that's the way to go, and then see what running back falls in your lap in the second round. What do you think?
Yeah, I agree with that. And Mike, so if all those guys are taking quarterbacks, and maybe a wide receiver goes after your pick, do you think you'll get a quality running back in the second round?
I think there's a good chance I could be able to maybe scoop up Spiller or Jamal Charles, or Trent Richardson
in the second round.
I think one of those guys are going to come back in the second round. The other guys are going to be going quarterback as well. And Calvin Johnson, I mean, I'm only picking fourth pick in the second round, so I've only got a handful of guys before me. From what I understand, after me, the people told me they're interested in Calvin, Spiller, Sam will go, Tony Romo will go, Matt Ryan will go. So that's pretty much going to leave me maybe with Marshawn Lynch falling, Jamal Charles, Trent Richardson, CJ Puke, one of those guys I think I'll be able to get in the second round.
Let me ask you this. There's four teams after you, obviously. You're in an 8-team league. Those four teams after you, do you think all of them will draft one quarterback before it gets back to you?
I'm pretty certain they're going to. Everybody seems to be pretty quarterback high.
So, Bill,
I understand it's going to go pretty fast. I know for a fact one guy is taking Matt Ryan, and another guy is going to take Tony Romo. Hmm. Outside of that, like if let's say I take Peyton Manning, that means Breeze and Cam are still going to be on the board. One kid's a huge Panthers fan, so I think there's a chance Cam goes. So I think I'll be able to get a running back on the way back.
All right, so Mike, we're going to make this very easy for you. Take Peyton Manning. Take the best running back available in the second round. All these jokers are going to take quarterback. Tony Romo's going to go in the first or the second round. You're going to have an excellent opportunity to get a top-flight running back in the second round to go along with Peyton Manning or Tom Brady, whoever you choose to go with in the first round. Todd said it earlier. In two quarterback formats, it's crucial to grab your quarterback early on. That's the only exception to the rule of waiting on your quarterbacks. Right, Todd?
Yes, I just did some quick math here for the caller. Okay, Matt?
Yeah.
Mike. He's in a perfect spot, Bill, because if the first seven picks go the way he says, okay, yeah, then the next eight picks, if four of them are quarterbacks, Megatron is the fifth pick, and three other running backs go, yeah, he will still get a top nine running back. And remember, we have kind of what we call the fine nine.
The fine nine at
running
backs.
One of them. He'll get one of them. So he'll get Richardson Spiller, one of those guys.
Yeah. Again, we're not suggesting taking a quarterback in the first round unless you're in a two-quarterback league. Either you start two quarterbacks or you have a flex, open flex spot with another quarterback that you can use.
I'll say this, Bill. If he's miscalculated his opponents and the top four quarterbacks are off the board in the first round.
Yeah.
Top four quarterbacks being Breeze, Rodgers, Manning, and Brady. Then I might wait in my quarterback to the second round and grab best available running back.
Right. Yeah.
I think that top tier of quarterbacks in a two-quarterback league, again, Breeze, Rodgers, Peyton, and Tom, if you can get one of those four that first round, man, and you know your opponents like he seems to know, that's what you do. He's still going to get one of the fine nine on the turn, on the way back. He's sitting pretty heading into the rest of his draft.
855-728-7500. We're going to take a quick break, but that's the phone number. If you're preparing for your fantasy football drafts, give us a ring, 855-PATS-500. We're going to get to your emails next, webradio@patriots.com. Todd and I are just getting started here on the Fantasy Football Champs. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to Patriots.com Radio.
FFChamps.com. Extraordinary results for fantasy football dominance.
The word off-season doesn't exist in the NFL. Maybe for hot dog vendors and groundskeepers, but not for teams or players or fans. When the goal every year is winning it all, the road begins to be paved in February. Because there are holes that need to be filled, weights that need to be lifted, and next levels that need to be reached. Keep up with your favorite team with coverage of NFL Network 24/7 on NFL Mobile. Always having your passions with you? That's powerful. Call *NFL to download NFL Mobile from Verizon. Airtime and messaging rates may apply. Coverage not available everywhere. Available on select smartphones. Don't call or text while driving.
It's Jim from Ace Ticket. The New England Patriots are back in action, and Ace Ticket, the Patriots' official fan travel partner, is behind the team, from Foxborough all the way to Miami. Ace Ticket is your official home for all Boston sports tickets, with free and easy pickup in Kenmore Square or across the street from the Boston Garden, or game day pickup at Patriot Place. Ace Ticket is Boston's own ticket agency. We've been serving our customers for over 30 years. Ace always has the best seats at the lowest prices. Whether it's sports, concert, or theater tickets, Ace makes it easy to get the tickets you want and the service you deserve. So treat yourself or impress someone. Go to aceticket.com or call 1-800-MY-SEATS and get the lowest price on the best tickets for all Boston sports teams. And with our free loyalty program, you get 5% back on all orders. Call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com. Ace Ticket. Sit your ace down.
1-800-MY-SEATS. With power comes responsibility. And NRG has taken that responsibility to new heights by evolving the way sustainable energy is discussed and used in the 21st century. With 3,000 state-of-the-art solar panels installed at Patriot Place, we've transformed the open-air retail complex next to Gillette Stadium into a visually stunning, self-sustaining destination that generates 60% of its own power. NRG is proud to be the official energy provider for Patriot Place, Gillette Stadium, and the New England Revolution.
Patriot Place in Foxborough is New England's premier entertainment, dining, and shopping destination. Experience the Hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon, an interactive museum dedicated to the history of New England football. The family will want to check out the latest summer movie at Showcase Cinema Deluxe, or a concert or comedy show at Showcase Live. Shop retailers and the region's only Bass Pro Shops. And of course, there's always dinner and drinks as you dine outdoors and take in the sunset or the view overlooking Gillette Stadium. Experience world-class medical care at Brigham and Women's Mass General Healthcare Center, located on-site at Patriot Place. The region's only four-star hotel, the Renaissance Hotel and Spa, offers luxurious accommodations, including the ultimate in pampering at Spa Epochet. Special events are always happening at Patriot Place, from Kids Club Story Time every Tuesday to the area's largest classic car display. Patriot Place is located in Foxborough next to Gillette Stadium, and parking is free. Visit patriot-place.com for complete store and restaurant hours and event listings. Patriot Place. Shop. Dine. Enjoy.
Before Jenny met her new nephew, Wyatt, before she drove to New York, and before she picked up a Boston Red Sox onesie down the street from her Alston studio, Jenny got 1% back on tires, 2% back on snacks, and 3% back on gas using her Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. So Jenny got ready to do what she loved with cash rewards she liked. That's the power of the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. That's Bank of America. Life's better when we're connected. With the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card, you can earn 1% cash back on all purchases all the time, 2% cash back on groceries, and 3% cash back on gas. Apply today at bankofamerica.com/getcashback. Grocery and gas bonus rewards apply to 1,500 in combined purchases each quarter. Call 1-888-224-8735 for details about credit costs and terms. Copyright 2013 Bank of America Corporation.
The Patriots Pro Shop has everything you need to show your pride on game day and every day. Choose from the widest selection of hats, tees, authentic jerseys, autographed memorabilia, and much more, including our new game-worn gear collection, where you can own a piece of authentic Patriots history. The Patriots Pro Shop, located next to Gillette Stadium, is open Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 9 p.m., and Sunday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., or shop online 24/7 at PatriotsProShop.com. The Patriots Pro Shop, your team, your store.
Follow the Patriots like never before with the official Patriots mobile apps for iPhone, Android, and iPad. Get instant access to all the latest news, stats, and analysis, plus live Patriots Game Center. Search New England Patriots in your device's app marketplace to get the latest Patriots news, audio, and video in the palm of your hand. Download the official Patriots mobile apps today and stay connected.
Todd DeVries and Bill Enright want to help you dominate your fantasy football league. Call in at 508-298-0398.
Welcome back to the Fantasy Football Champs on Patriots.com Radio. Check out FFChamps.com for a special 50% discount for all Pats fans. Only $29.95 for the year. Todd, everyone knows that I suck at math. What is that on a weekly breakdown, like $1.50 or $2 a week?
Yeah, it's just a buck and change a week, man. It's
yeah,
nothing.
I mean, it's a no-brainer if you're serious about winning your league. Let's go to the emails, Todd. We got a lot rolling in. You can email us, webradio@patriots.com. You can call us, 855-728-7500. We're going to start off with Gary C. has the fifth pick in a regular format league. He doesn't know who he should take. So at the fifth spot, Todd, I think you still have to go running back. It's a standard league.
Yes.
We have Doug Martin, Adrian Peterson, Jamal Charles, Arian Foster. Those are the consensus top four picks in no particular order. To me, Trent Richardson, hands down, number five.
Trent, number five. Well, let's think about this. Who else could it be? Spiller? Lynch? Did you say Charles is number four?
No. Doug Martin, Peterson, Charles Foster.
Yeah, Charles. Okay. Well, Charles
I thought you said Spiller. I thought you said Spiller.
No. Yeah, I mean, I agree with you there. Trent Richardson, he's a guy that, you know, he's got a lot of upside. I mean, he established himself as a rookie, but he's got plenty more he can show us, you know? And the offense looks pretty good in the preseason. You don't want to play, you know, put too much into that. But, yeah, I think Richardson's the play there.
All right, the next person wants us to analyze his team. This is Mark's team, and I think it's a pretty solid unit. Let me just pull up. Where is Mark's team? All right, so we got Mark from Ontario, and he has pretty solid squad, Todd. He's only in an eight-team league, and the thing about eight-team leagues is this. It's like pulling up to the bar or the nightclub in a Ferrari. The next guy pulls up next to you in a Lamborghini. The next guy has a Maserati. Maybe the next guy pulls up in a limo. Everyone has solid teams. Everyone has the best thing. You really can't go wrong in an eight-team league. Am I right?
Nobody has a Chevy Nova in that league.
A Chevy Nova? I don't think anyone's riding the Chevy Nova in that league. You are correct.
Yes.
So what we're trying to say is everyone has the $500,000 sports car. You're pulling up in the Bugatti next to the guy with the Lamborghini. So
exactly.
Here is Mark's team. He's in an eight-team league. He's got Tony Romo, Marshawn Lynch, Stephen Ridley, Brandon Marshall, Andre Johnson, Kyle Rudolph from the Minnesota Vikings, the tight end, Reggie Bush in the flex. I love his bench. Lamar Miller, Shane Vereen, Ahmad Bradshaw, Andre Brown at running back. Solid bench on the running backs. And then he's got Stevie Johnson and Mike Wallace as his wide receiver backups.
He's got a lot of depth, and he's got
a lot of superstars. But that's what you expect in an eight-team league.
I'll say this. In an eight-team league, I think he could have done better. How about that?
Really?
Yeah.
Why do you think that?
I'm saying in an eight-team league,
yeah,
he could have done better than this. I don't like his tight end.
Nah, I don't like his tight end. Got him in the 10th round.
I don't like his tight end. Andre Johnson's on his way down.
He's got Marshall. Andre Johnson's number two.
I understand.
All right.
I understand.
All right.
I'm just saying, I think that I'd rather have, I don't know, there's a handful of guys I'd rather have than Andre as my number two in an eight-team league. I don't like Ahmad Bradshaw on his bench.
Nah.
I don't like Stevie Johnson on his bench. I don't like Andre Brown on his bench in an eight-team league.
I like Andre Brown. Lamar Miller and Shane Vereen are ahead of him.
I like those guys.
Yeah.
But, I mean, here's the thing, Bill. Do you play in any eight-team leagues?
No, I don't.
Neither do I. So I'm trying to, you know. Because I play in a lot of 12s.
Yeah, 12s.
And I have
12s,
some
12s is where it's at. I mean, that's where the big
boys
play.
Of course.
If you want to play in a Mickey Mouse League, you're part of the Disney Club, you can play in an eight-team league.
I'm just saying, Tony Romo, I like him in the league we play in. In an eight-teamer?
Luck, Stafford, Ryan, better
options.
I don't know.
I'm just saying, of course his team looks solid.
Yeah.
Put it in perspective, I think he could have done better. That's all.
All right, moving on to the next email. We got Todd in Jacksonville wants us to rank these running backs in a PPR league, and that's crucial to this discussion, Todd.
Know your scoring system, people.
Know your scoring system. That's right.
Okay.
Commitment number one at ffchamps.com, know your scoring system. Rank these running backs in order for a PPR league. Giovanni Bernard, Darrell Richardson, Eddie Lacy, D'Angelo Williams, Roy Helu.
All right, PPR is key. Okay.
Crucial.
Bernard is first.
Okay.
He caught 47 balls last year at North Carolina in a 12-game season. That's four balls a game in a 12-game season. I love Bernard. So Bernard's one. The question becomes two and three. Do you go Eddie Lacy, who you think's going to be more of a pounder than a guy catching screen passes? They got Jonathan Franklin for that kind of stuff.
Right.
Or do you go Richardson from the Rams, who – is probably more of an every down back. Catch the balls out of the backfield. 24 catches last year in limited time.
Right.
It's close. I mean, I think you can't go wrong. I think in a PPR, you could argue Richardson over Lacy, but then again, Lacy's so juicy since he's a rookie with upside. So which way would you go there? Those two guys are very close for me.
I would go Lacy based on the news that we had out of Green Bay today, Todd. Dejon Harris, the team's number two running back, is out for the year. They're putting him on IR, injured reserve, for a knee injury that he suffered or that he re-injured or he aggravated this past Saturday in their preseason game.
All right.
Because of that news, I'm going to put Eddie Lacy at two.
Okay. But Darrell Richardson's the starter in St. Louis, too.
Now, he's the starter for week one.
Right.
Isaiah Pede is suspended for one game.
Yeah.
I think Pede comes back and starts taking a lot of reps away from Darrell Richardson.
Okay. So we're going to go Gio 1, Lacy 2, Richardson 3, and then D'Angelo 4, Roy Helu 5?
Now, the thing about D'Angelo Williams, Jonathan Stewart, placed on the pup list today. Not going to be in action until week 7, but that doesn't change anything for me. I think the Carolina running back situation is so overhyped. Cam Newton steals a lot of goal line touches. D'Angelo Williams is not the running back that we're used to seeing from the past couple of years. They still have Mike Tolbert in the mix, who also gets goal line touches, who also can catch passes out of the backfield. And both of us like their rookie, Kenyon Barner, our guy from Oregon.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. So I think we answered that question there. You know, the question really, the X factor there is Richardson in my eyes. It's Richardson. Because we kind of think the Rams, you know, they're putting something together there on offense. And if that offense does click with all the weapons they have on the outside, Sam Bradford growing, you know, growing another year older, Jared Cook at tight end, you know, if they can get a running back that's decent in there, he could put up some nice numbers.
All right, let's go to our next emailer again. Webradio at patriots.com is the email address. 855-728-7500 is our phone number. We want to help you dominate your fantasy drafts, and we have someone that has been listening to our show all season long since the very beginning when we were first on in the first week of August. Mike G, first time ever in a fantasy football league, Todd. So we'd like to welcome our rookie fellow fantasy football brethren, and we appreciate him listening to the show. He's got some last-minute questions. He says that he could take 2 hours with these questions, but here are the ones that he thinks are going to help him out the most. He's in a 10-team PPR league, 3 wide receivers, 2 running backs, 1 tight end, and a flex in the starting lineup.
Okay.
Based on what he's heard on this show, he knows that he wants to get 2 running backs in the first 3 rounds.
Yep.
But what he's struggling with is the fact that in the second round, the value of the wide receiver, does it overtake the running back value? So I'm assuming that based on his mock draft, he tells us that he had the 9th pick. I'm assuming that's what pick he has in this 10-team league, and he just didn't do a mock draft with the 9th pick just because he got the 9th pick. So I think it's safe to assume that he has the 9th pick. And at that spot, Todd, when he comes back around in the second round with that 12th overall pick, the second pick in the second round, does he go wide receiver or does he go running back?
Well, it all depends on what's going on in front of him, right? 9th pick, okay? Mm-hmm. Safe to assume that Megatron's gone, right?
Yeah.
PPR. So Megatron's gone. The question is, are there any morons taking a quarterback?
That's going to be the main thing. It seems like this is Mike's first time in a fantasy football draft, and I don't know if that's the first time for everybody. He might have been taking over a spot or is invited to the league, so I don't know what's going on in terms of everyone else in the league, but I think he knows by listening to the show that he wants to wait on the quarterback, so hopefully he takes that advice. But the other knuckleheads in front of him may not be listening.
Well, here's the reason I say that, all right? He has the 9th pick in a 10-teamer, which means he has 9 and 12 overall, right?
Right.
9 and 12 overall. Again, the fine 9 running backs. Can he get both of them? Because if he can, assuming Megatron's not there for him, if he can get one of the both of those top 9 running backs, that's what you do. No brainer.
What he needs to happen is Calvin Johnson has to go ahead of him, mm-hmm. and A.J. Green, Marshall, Dez Bryant have to go 1 pick after him.
Yeah, maybe a quarterback.
Or maybe a quarterback. Or maybe Jimmy Graham. So Mike needs Calvin Johnson to go in the first 1-8. And then he needs Jimmy Graham, another receiver not named Calvin Johnson, and at least or one quarterback for him to get one of those other running backs that we like.
There's 11 picks before his 12th. If 8 of them are running backs, Calvin's 9, maybe another receiver, 10, and then maybe a quarterback, then he will get 2 of the best 9 running backs in fantasy football, and that's our recommendation. Then in that third round, Mike G, you go wide receiver, more than likely.
The only problem that he has with going wide receiver in the third round is he doesn't think there's value there. But Todd, we think that's the sweet spot for wide receivers.
Yeah, because remember he's the end of the third round.
Right, so he can pick up 2 of them if he wants.
Yeah, that's a sweet spot, man. I'm telling you, when you are in, and he did some mock drafts, you should know this. By the end of the third round, the running backs are, you might have a guy slide to you, a decent guy. But they're going to be few and far between. But the receivers, you're going to have your pick of a nice tier, a nice group. You know what I mean? So that's what I would do. If you can get 2 of those fine 9 running backs, that's what I'm doing in the first 2 rounds. And then go probably receiver in 3 and 4.
So Mike asks another question. He wants to know about some of the player rankings that we have over at ffchamps.com.
Okay.
And it seems to me that he's looking at the rankings from an overall standpoint.
Okay.
So we have a cheat sheet, and we break down our cheat sheets into quarterbacks, running backs, wide receivers, tight ends. We have kickers, defenses, everything you can imagine or anything you can want for it. IDP players, we got it all. And then we put them all in tiers for each position. But sometimes, for whatever reason, I've never been a fan of this. I don't understand it. I think it's a real backwards way to look at a cheat sheet. But some people like looking at an overall cheat sheet, meaning that instead of having the quarterback separated from the running backs, they're all thrown into the same cheat sheet together. And it seems like Mike is looking at our overall cheat sheet because he's telling us that we have Darren Sproles ranked 29, Eddie Lacy 50, Shane Vereen 62, whereas when you compare them to the running backs, it's not at all where we have them ranked.
Yeah.
So, Mike, my suggestion here is don't look at their overall cheat sheet. Look at the position-by-position cheat sheet.
Yeah, but here's the thing, Bill. I don't want to totally dismiss the overall cheat sheet, and we have a good one at FFChamps, because I totally agree with you. You cannot base your pick-by-pick on that at all. However,
right.
Again, it's color-coded. Beautiful colors for running backs are yellow,
yeah.
Wide receivers are green, quarterbacks are gray, blah, blah, blah. If you just eyeball it, it kind of gives you a general sense of where the value is at different parts of the draft.
Sure.
And if you look at the first 15 picks, 14 of them are running backs, which goes along with what we say all the time. So it gives you a general sense of maybe what positions you should be grabbing at different times of the draft. Page on down, if you look in like the 43 to 63 overall range,
uh-huh.
It's almost all wide receivers.
Right.
That's the sweet spot. So I totally agree with you. You can't print out this overall cheat sheet and say, oh, well, this guy's 18, this guy's 21. No. But he's a first timer, right? This is the first time playing.
Yeah.
I think it's a good tool to use where you can kind of see with the color coding where you should possibly be targeting different positions, not particular names, but positions. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that's a good point, Todd. That's a good point. I wouldn't draft from it, but I would look at it for an overall kind of perspective or an observation, a quick way to look at who is being taken and where the value still lies.
I'm telling you, man, if you look, the first 14 of the 15 are running backs.
Yep.
Page on down, and in that 40 to 60 range, a lot of wide receivers, and same with the QBs. You know, a lot of the big QBs are there, which tells you 6th, 7th round for QBs, you know?
Yeah.
So, there you go.
You're right. All right, let's move over to, what's this guy's name? John in Winnipeg, and he just puts in parentheses, that's in Canada for Bill, because everyone knows.
I like this guy.
I'm geographically challenged, that's right.
It's not Winnipeg, California?
I guess not.
Okay.
So he's in a keeper league. He gets to keep six players.
All right.
He is keeping Wes Welker, Rob Gronkowski, Marshawn Lynch, Clay Matthews, IDP, Gerard Mayo, IDP, and for those that don't know, IDP is independent defensive player. So you have a mix of offensive guys, you have a mix of defensive guys. It makes the game a little bit more exciting because no matter what side of the ball your current players are on, you still get some action. So I like IDP leagues. All right, now his question is he can start two quarterbacks, but Todd, he's throwing both of his quarterbacks back into the pool this year because he overpaid for them, Mike Vick and Phillip Rivers. Quarterbacks come at a premium. He's in an auction league, so he doesn't know when to go after these quarterbacks based on his current roster.
So he's in a 14-team league.
Yep, it's an auction.
You start two QBs, so that means 28 of the 32 NFL quarterbacks are started each week.
Right.
And if you have a bye week with five teams on bye,
screwed.
Yeah. So. And he doesn't have a quarterback because he didn't keep anybody?
Right. That's tough, man.
So what is he looking for? Because the guys he's going to be looking at are the guys he just dropped.
Yeah.
I mean, Rivers and Vic at this point, those are pretty good options. If the other 13 teams, if everyone kept even just one quarterback, Bill. Sounds like he has six keepers?
Yeah. Walker, Gronk, Lynch, Clay Matthews, Gerard Mayo.
Yeah, so you got to figure, we don't have this information, but you got to figure that all the top 13, 14 QBs are taken, or kept.
Right. Right.
So who's next on the list? It's guys like Rivers and Vic.
Yeah, right.
I mean, Vic and Rivers, we have like 14, 15 in that range, right now?
He only lists five keepers here, he has to keep one of those quarterbacks because that's who he's going to end up paying for anyway. Now, he says he paid too much for them last year, so maybe maybe he's throwing them back only because of what they would take away from his budget.
That's a good point. I forgot the auction element to this.
Yeah,
that's a whole different wrinkle. So, yeah, okay. Well, I'll say this, though. Again, those are the guys – those will probably be the best available quarterbacks when it's time to auction. So hopefully you can get them at a cheaper price than what you originally paid for them.
We got another email from Todd in Jacksonville. He lists about 15 running backs here, Todd, and he wants us to rank all 15 running backs in a PPR league. And I'm going to tell Todd in Jacksonville to go check out at ffchamps.com. We have our PPR cheat sheets there for you. Again, 50% off for Patriots.com listeners. He's got guys like Ray Rice, LeSean McCoy, Arian Foster. I mean, we have all of that information on the website. I'm not going to sit here and go through 20 running backs, especially when they're all studs like these guys.
Right. It's all
is that messed up with
everything's
me?
Everything is customizable at FF Champs. You can customize any cheat sheet to any scoring system. It spits out all the numbers, and you know, you can tailor it to every single rule in your league. So that's what I would recommend as well. What do we have next, Bill?
Couple more emailers to get to. Webradio at patriots.com is the email address. 855-728-7500 is the phone number. We have Terry, who is a first-time fantasy football player, and the first move they made, I don't know if Terry's a guy or a girl, the first move Terry made was to go to ffchamps.com and sign up for a membership. They say, yeah, clap
yes.
up for that.
Yes.
Great site. Very impressed with the drafting tool so far. Happy we can help it. Draft is coming up in a few days. Non-PPR, 10-person league with standard scoring. We have a 16-man roster with one quarterback, two running backs, two wide receivers, one tight end, and a flex. Mm-hmm. When would you first target a tight end, fifth or sixth round, probably going for two or three running backs and one or two wide receivers before them? Todd, the tight end position is a very thin position this year thanks to the injury to Rob Gronkowski, the arrest of Aaron Hernandez, the injury to Dennis Pitta. So there's a lot of question marks around the tight end position this year, so I can certainly see why some people don't know where to take them. To us, I think it's Jimmy Graham in a tier all by himself, and then you have guys like Rob Gronkowski, Tony Gonzalez, Vernon Davis, and Jason Witten. If you want to play it safe, those are the tight ends that you should go after, maybe not Rob Gronkowski. But if you want to take a little bit of a risk, there's a guy I love in St. Louis. I think he's going to be phenomenal. One of my sleepers of the year, that's Jared Cook.
I totally agree. And I've been targeting Cook thus far in a couple leagues. I mean, it comes down to we already discussed Gronk already, you know, earlier
right.
in the show, what to do with him. If you want Jimmy Graham, you're going to have to go really early. So it's kind of like if you really want a tight end, don't you think Gonzo or Vernon Davis are kind of going to be staring at you in the face in the fifth or sixth round?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I do. But I don't know if I want to reach for them in the fifth or sixth round when I can get another running back, and I know I can get Jared Cook two or three rounds later.
Right. Right. I agree. Well, that's what I've been doing, man. I mean, I think that what I'm seeing is I'm just seeing people, you know, reach a little bit too much on these tight ends, and I don't know. You know, there's a lot of up-and-coming tight ends that people are kind of sleeping on a little bit. Cook, Cameron, Sudfeld right now. The question is where can you take them, Bill? And I think eighth round is about a good striking point. Wouldn't you agree?
Eighth round, seventh round if you really like someone. I like Jared Cook a lot. I have no problem taking him in the seventh round.
So by then, you have what? Three running backs, three receivers.
Three running backs, two wide receivers, one quarterback maybe?
Yeah, that's the question. The question is when you stock up on the RBs and wide receivers, the question then becomes, you know, okay, I got to take my QB, I got to take my tight end. What's more valuable? What are the tiers looking like? Who should I grab where? You know, that is the one thing, Bill, that we should mention out there. When you wait on your QB and you wait on tight end at the same time, you kind of have a mental battle as to what you should do in those seventh and eighth rounds, right?
Right.
You know what I mean? Because you're kind of set. You're set at the difficult positions, but now it's time to start rounding out the roster, and that's when you really got to use those tiers to determine whether you should grab a QB or a tight end with your next pick in that seventh or eighth round.
All right, we have more emails to get to, Todd. Webradio at patriots.com. I know a lot of people have or they need advice based on their upcoming fantasy drafts. We also want to hear from you, so pick up the phone, 855-728-7500. But we have to take a quick break here on patriots.com radio. When we come back, more of your emails, more of your calls. We're going to go over the cream of the rookie crop, discuss all the rookies that you're going to want to draft in 2013. More fantasy football champs coming up right after this.
From your fantasy football draft to the league championship, the fantasy football champs have you covered.
The word offseason doesn't exist in the NFL. Maybe for hot dog vendors and groundskeepers, but not for teams or players or fans. When the goal every year is winning it all, the road begins to be paved in February. Because there are holes that need to be filled, weights that need to be lifted, and next levels that need to be reached. Keep up with your favorite team with coverage of NFL Network 24/7 on NFL Mobile. Always having your passions with you? That's powerful. Call StarStar NFL to download NFL Mobile from Verizon. Airtime and messaging rates may apply. Coverage not available everywhere. Available on select smartphones. Don't call or text while driving.
It's Jim from Ace Ticket. The New England Patriots are back in action, and Ace Ticket, the Patriots' official fan travel partner, is behind the team from Foxborough all the way to Miami. Ace Ticket is your official home for all Boston sports tickets, with free and easy pickup in Kenmore Square or across the street from the Boston Garden, or game day pickup at Patriot Place. Ace Ticket is Boston's own ticket agency. We've been serving our customers for over 30 years. Ace always has the best seats at the lowest prices. Whether it's sports, concert, or theater tickets, Ace makes it easy to get the tickets you want and the service you deserve. So treat yourself or impress someone. Go to aceticket.com or call 1-800-MY-SEATS and get the lowest price on the best tickets for all Boston sports teams. And with our free loyalty program, you get 5% back on all orders. Call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com. Ace Ticket. Sit your ace down.
1-800-MY-SEATS. With power comes responsibility. And NRG has taken that responsibility to new heights by evolving the way sustainable energy is discussed and used in the 21st century. With 3,000 state-of-the-art solar panels installed at Patriot Place, we've transformed the open-air retail complex next to Gillette Stadium into a visually stunning, self-sustaining destination that generates 60% of its own power. NRG is proud to be the official energy provider for Patriot Place, Gillette Stadium, and the New England Revolution.
Patriot Place in Foxborough is New England's premier entertainment, dining, and shopping destination. Experience the Hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon, an interactive museum dedicated to the history of New England football. The family will want to check out the latest summer movie at Showcase Cinema Deluxe, or a concert or comedy show at Showcase Live. Shop retailers and the region's only Bass Pro Shops. And of course, there's always dinner and drinks as you dine outdoors and take in the sunset or the view overlooking Gillette Stadium. Experience world-class medical care at Brigham and Women's Mass General Healthcare Center, located on-site at Patriot Place. The region's only four-star hotel, the Renaissance Hotel and Spa, offers luxurious accommodations, including the ultimate in pampering at Spa Epochere. Special events are always happening at Patriot Place, from Kids Club Storytime every Tuesday to the area's largest classic car display. Patriot Place is located in Foxborough next to Gillette Stadium, and parking is free. Visit patriot-place.com for complete store and restaurant hours and event listings. Patriot Place. Shop, dine, enjoy.
Before Jenny met her new nephew, Wyatt, before she drove to New York, and before she picked up a Boston Red Sox onesie down the street from her Alston studio, Jenny got 1% back on tires, 2% back on snacks, and 3% back on gas using her Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. So Jenny got ready to do what she loved with cash rewards she liked. That's the power of the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. That's Bank of America. Life's better when we're connected. With the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card, you can earn 1% cash back on all purchases all the time, 2% cash back on groceries, and 3% cash back on gas. Apply today at bankofamerica.com/getcashback. Grocery and gas bonus rewards apply to 1,500 in combined purchases each quarter. Call 1-888-224-8735 for details about credit costs and terms. Copyright 2013 Bank of America Corporation.
The Patriots Pro Shop has everything you need to show your pride on game day and every day. Choose from the widest selection of hats, tees, authentic jerseys, autographed memorabilia, and much more, including our new game-worn gear collection, where you can own a piece of authentic Patriots history. The Patriots Pro Shop, located next to Gillette Stadium, is open Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 9 p.m., and Sunday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., or shop online 24/7 at PatriotsProShop.com. The Patriots Pro Shop, your team, your store. Follow the Patriots like never before with the official Patriots mobile apps for iPhone, Android, and iPad. Get instant access to all the latest news, stats, and analysis, plus live Patriots Game Center. Search New England Patriots in your device's app marketplace to get the latest Patriots news, audio, and video in the palm of your hand. Download the official Patriots mobile apps today and stay connected.
It's fantasy football time on Patriots.com with the fantasy football champs.
Hey, welcome back. Bill Enright and Todd DeVries hanging out with you, getting you prepared for the 2013 fantasy football season. You got to check out ffchamps.com. 50% off for Patriots fans. You go to check out the website, ffchamps.com, and we will help you dominate your league. If you're serious about winning, you have to check out the website.
Yeah, man. And this is the time, Bill. This is the time to get hooked in, my friend. Draft season, because once the drafts are over, it's time to focus on week one. Next week's show, Bill, will all be about the week one matchups. Hard to believe it's already coming. It's hard to believe it's here already, man. It's awesome. Good stuff.
Todd, we're an hour into the show. We had a lot of calls early on. We had a lot of emails early on. Let's get back to this player news just for a little bit. Then we'll dive right back into the phones, 855-728-7500. We'll dive back into the emails, webradio at patriots.com. Sound like a plan?
Sounds like a plan. What do we got? What's left on the player news to go over?
All right, so we left off with Monte Ball taking over for Ronnie Hillman in the Denver Broncos backfield. We talked about Rob Gronkowski and how he's just too pricey for that fourth round ADP, his average draft position. How about the Miami Dolphins situation, Todd, with Lamar Miller, the second-year running back? He's been getting a lot of hype from coaches and his fellow teammates, Ryan Tannehill, his head coach Joe Philbin. Both praised him early on during spring workouts, during OTAs, mini camps. But recently, the Dolphins GM, Jeff Ireland, came out, and I really think it was for motivational purposes only, but he came out and said that Daniel Thomas is going to compete and is competing with Lamar Miller for that starting running back job.
Yeah, this is a fishy situation, Bill. No pun intended with the Dolphins.
Yeah.
Just cut to the chase. What's your take here? Where would you draft Lamar Miller?
So here's the thing. I think Lamar Miller does have a stranglehold on this starting running back situation. Daniel Thomas hasn't showed anything to me this preseason or throughout his NFL career. Lamar Miller, very explosive player, big play speed for the second year back out of the U, stayed down there in Miami, lucky guy. But I think what's going to happen with Lamar Miller is if you take him in the fourth round and he ends up being your third string running back, you're going to be really, really happy with that decision to take him or to draft him in the fourth round. I think if you take him as your running back too, it's a little bit riskier. There's certainly a big reward with Lamar Miller this season, but I'm just more comfortable taking him as my running back three.
I would agree with that. And this is what we've been talking to some of the emailers about, right?
Right.
Is when you get into the sweet spot, the beginning of the sweet spot of wide receivers, that's where the guys straggle down a little bit from the running backs like Lamar Miller. You know, this is what you're dealing with, right? You're dealing with if you've already locked up your running backs early in the first two rounds, like we usually recommend, It's much easier when you get into those later rounds, the third, fourth, fifth round, to take those pretty sure-handed wide receivers over a dicey guy like Lamar Miller, you know?
Right, right.
And if you take a couple wide receivers early and then you're looking for an RB2 in that fourth or fifth round and Lamar Miller's there, I don't know, man. I'm with you. He looks much, much better on my roster as a flex or as an RB3 than someone I need to rely on every week as an RB2.
All right, let's stay with the AFC East, Todd. The Buffalo Bills quarterback situation just got a whole lot worse. Kevin Cobb suffered a concussion this past weekend during their third preseason game. EJ Manuel, their rookie draft pick, they took him in the first round, had knee surgery a couple weeks ago. He's not ready to play for week one. It is Tool time in Buffalo. Oh. Jeff Tool, an undrafted rookie quarterback, is going to start for the Buffalo Bills in week one. And Todd, who do the Bills play in week one?
New England. The Patriots.
So it's not like the Bills are going to have to score any points in that game.
Nah.
Jeff Tool will be under center in week one for the Buffalo Bills. Kevin Cobb, the concussion is maybe career-ending, Todd.
Yeah, that's bad.
He's had problems in Philadelphia. He's had problems when he was with the Arizona Cardinals. Just another injury to Kevin Cobb. Career could be over.
Yeah, you know. It seems like Patriot fans are so blessed to have Tom Brady over the past decade.
It's amazing.
These other teams just cannot get the quarterback straight, man. I mean, just, you know, Buffalo, have they had any reliable quarterback over the years? I mean, J.P. Lossman, Ryan Fitzpatrick,
Doug Flutie was the last one.
Flutie, it's just like...
Or Drew Brees. Drew Bledsoe. I think Drew Bledsoe was the last quarterback to take the Bills to the playoffs.
It's a long time. And why was Bledsoe there?
I think he got traded from New England.
Because they had Tom Brady.
Yeah.
The Jets, I mean, we don't need to go into that mess, although we'll probably touch on it here in a minute because we always touch on the Jets. And the Dolphins. It's a joke at the quarterback position in this division outside of Tom Brady. It really is. And it just got worse. Like you said, Jeff Toolbill. I mean, I follow college football really closely. This guy didn't even start most of the year at Washington State.
That's crazy.
I mean, he had some injuries, but it's not like, you know, it's not like some prolific passer with a great college resume who, it might be interesting to see him get a shot. You know what I mean? Sometimes you see those happen. That's not what we're talking about here. This guy was very, very middle of the road and average in college. And even his old college coach raised an eyebrow, Mike Leach.
Yeah, what did he say?
He kind of sarcastically said, he's going to start in the NFL. Interesting.
Yeah. All right, so that's what's happening in Buffalo. Now, we go from one AFC East quarterback problem to another AFC East quarterback problem, the New York Jets. Todd, you said it, that their situation at quarterback may be even worse than that of Buffalo's, because we saw Geno Smith in action for basically the majority of three quarters against the New York Giants in the third preseason game. He started out pretty good. He had a touchdown on his second drive, but he finished with 199 yards. Decent outing, except when you look at his turnovers. Three interceptions. He ran out of the back of the end zone, which caused a safety. But that's not the only problem with the Jets. Mark Sanchez then comes into the game with the second and third string players, and he gets thrown to the ground. He has a bruised shoulder. He had to leave the game. Rex Ryan had a hissy fit in the press conference, basically mocking the reporters. It is typical New York Jets circus freak show.
You know, it's the gift that keeps on giving.
It certainly is.
Every week.
It's like a dumpster fire. You can't look away from it.
No. And there's absolutely zero fantasy implications coming out of New York. Is there anybody
worth? The only person I would consider drafting from the Jets is their defense. And that's not even a person. It's a whole team.
Yeah.
But no. Bad? To be honest with you, I'm not touching anyone. I'm not drafting anyone from the Jets this year. Just doesn't make sense to me. I had this guy on Twitter today basically attacking me because I sent out a tweet saying that Chris Ivory is going to be, you know, everyone has these high expectations for Chris Ivory, their running back that they signed from the New Orleans Saints. I said he's never been healthy. He's never shown that he can carry a full workload. I'm not sure why everyone's getting all hyped up about Chris Ivory, and he's basically called me an idiot and told me I didn't know what I'm talking about. We'll see. We'll see, pal, at the end of the year. Who's sitting back? And it's going to be right. We'll see.
Bill, when you're sitting in that draft room, seriously, just everyone out there, just imagine you're in your draft room tonight, right? Mm-hmm. And everyone's sitting around. You're all got your nachos and a beer in your hand. And it's, you know, late rounds, and it's your turn. Can you seriously look the other opponents in your league in the eye and say, I'll take Chris Ivory?
I hope not. That's not happening.
Can you say
for
that
me.
With confidence? You can't
no.
say it with confidence.
Nope. Not at all.
Yeah. Okay.
Just making sure.
Yeah.
A couple more news and notes to get to here. Running back from Carolina Panthers, Jonathan Stewart, is going on the PUP list. He'll miss the first six games. New York Jets running back Mike Goodson. Here's another reason, another mess of the Jets. He's suspended for four games for violating the team's substance abuse policy. Mm. And Packers running back Dijon Harris is going to be placed on, or is placed on IR. He'll miss the whole season. That's why we bumped up Eddie Lacy in our rankings a little bit today.
Mm. Yeah, that clears the path a little bit more. It's bad when there's injuries, Bill, to the running back position, but sometimes it clears the way fantasy-wise for a little more
yep.
clarity. And we got a little more clarity there in Green Bay with Harris going down.
855-728-7500 is the phone number. We're going to go to Dan in a car who's in a TD-only league. What's up, Dan? Thanks for calling into the Champs.
Hello, gentlemen. It's good to talk to you.
Great talking to you as well. How can we help you today?
So I've got a draft, a Labor Day draft coming. It's a 12-person league, and it's touchdowns only. And I guess the two specific questions for you are about TD vultures. And I'm interested in receiver TD vultures or any great running back vultures, although you hear more about that than receiver TD vultures. I'm thinking James Jones, the Green Bay guy, who just
yeah.
had so many last year. And
sure.
if there are other people like that that you've got your eye on. The other question is about the quarterback commandment in your draft strategy and how that applies to a TD-only league. No defense and no points per reception.
So, Dan, basically you don't get any points for yards. You don't get any points for any kind of activity other than scoring touchdowns?
From before the internet.
Oh, he's breaking up.
Yeah, Dan in the car, you might want to pull over because we cannot. You're breaking up a little bit.
Yeah, I think he's
yeah, he just
up
lost him. Now, Todd, is he still listening in his car? How is he listening to us in his car?
I don't know.
All right, well, we're going to answer the question anyway. For those of you out there in a touchdown-only league, it's a pretty good question. I'm not fond of this kind of format. I think if a player gains 100 yards, he should get 10 points for that. Or maybe you throw in a couple bonus points for the 100-yard mark. If he throws for 300 yards, you should get some credit for that. But the point is, in a touchdown-only league, it's really hard to project on a weekly basis. I can tell you that Adrian Peterson has a great chance of leading running backs with 15 touchdowns this year. So
yeah.
maybe he scores a touchdown once in every game. But when you start to talk about TD-only leagues, now you're looking at guys that are really good in the goal line. Maybe someone like Andre Brown for the New York Giants. It's not going to be David Wilson. It's going to be Andre Brown yeah. who gets the goal line carries. Monte Ball for the Denver Broncos. Todd, what were his stats in college?
A couple years ago, 39 touchdowns in one college football season. 39.
Broke Barry Sanders' record, right?
Tied it, yep.
Oh, tied it. Okay, so clearly Monte Ball, a guy that has a nose for the end zone, he's going to get a lot of goal line work because he's the power back compared to Ronnie Hillman. So whenever there's a situation with a running back by committee, and I'm in a TD-only league, I always go with the power back because more often than not, they're going to get the ball handed off to them inside the 10-yard line.
Yeah, you know, like he mentioned, he also was asking about wide receiver vultures, and he mentioned James Jones for the Packers, and that's obviously the first guy that comes to mind. I'm looking at the touchdown-only rankings at ffchamps.com, Bill, and James Jones is number 11 on the wide receiver list. So he gets more value in a touchdown-only league because the yards don't matter, the receptions don't matter. I mean, there's a guy that's going to catch 60-something balls, but he might score 10 touchdowns, you know?
Exactly. And I think we have Dan in a car back on the line with us. Dan, did you hear our analysis breakdown just now?
I caught the end of it, and
okay.
I can go back and listen to the podcast. No need to repeat for me, but any questions you've got about the league or if I could follow up with other questions, I'll take as much of your time as you got.
Dan, basically what we wanted to tell you is that if anyone out there is in a TD-only league, the thing you'll want to look at for running backs is you always want the power back over the smaller, explosive, shiftier, very agile in the open field back. So the New York Giants, Andre Brown over David Wilson in a TD-only league. Denver Broncos, Monte Ball over Ronnie Hillman in a TD-only league. And then Todd was saying, obviously, James Jones, one of the best wide receivers for touchdowns. He led the league last year. If you don't care as much for yards or receptions, some other touchdown-only players that we like. Hakeem Nicks from the New York Giants, Mike Wallace of the Miami Dolphins. You know, guys like Wes Welker aren't as valuable in this kind of league. Maybe you want someone like a Vincent Jackson or a T.Y. Hilton or a DeSean Jackson.
Yeah, I was going to say, this is where T.Y. Hilton, DeSean Jackson, Vincent Brown, Golden Tate, these are guys that might not eclipse that 1,000-yard receiving barrier, but who cares? In your league, they might score 8, 9, 10 touchdowns. You know, T.Y. Hilton's going to score a lot of touchdowns from Andrew Luck. DeSean Jackson's having an outstanding fall camp. So those are some of the guys that become more valuable, not as your wide receiver one, but maybe as a strong wide receiver three in this format.
Especially in a touchdown-only league. And, Dan, we appreciate you calling us back and clarifying. Just wanted to make sure that you can listen to us on the podcast. Patriots.com has an on-demand version, also on iTunes and your Patriots mobile app. So there's a lot of ways that you can listen to us if you're not catching us live. We're going to go back to the phone lines where Rich is waiting to talk to us about his 12-team PPR league. Rich, what's going on? How can we help you today?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. So
you got it, brother.
I have a draft next Tuesday, and I'm in a keeper league, and I have to make a decision. I got five guys that I'm debating about, and I'm not sure who to keep. I know two of them. I have Trent Richardson and Alfred Morris, and then I have to decide between Chris Johnson, Julio Jones, and RG3.
Wow. You got some quality keepers here. Did you win this league last year?
I came in second.
Yeah, I was going to say, you have a quality roster here. Todd, what do you think? Richardson and Alfred Morris, obviously great keepers, but who should he keep out of Julio, Chris Johnson, or RG3?
So you can only keep three, huh?
Yep.
12-team PPR. Man, you start two running backs plus a flex?
Yes, I do.
How many wide receivers?
Two or a flex.
Right.
So it's 2-2 and a flex.
Yeah. I'm not keeping RG3. Let's throw him back in. Yeah. Process of elimination here.
I agree.
It comes down to Chris Johnson and Julio.
Exactly. I mean, I'd feel safer about Julio. And it's a PPR. You could argue CJ2K too, Bill. But he already has Trent.
Exactly. That's the thing. He already has Trent Richardson and Alfred Morris, two guys that are in our top 13. Trent Richardson's in our top 5.
My gut tells me go Julio Jones.
Yeah, I'm with you there. I'm with you there, Todd. I love Julio Jones. I think he's going to be a top 3, top 4 wide receiver this year. Can't go wrong with either option, but if I had to make the decision for my team, I'd be going Julio.
Here's the deal. There is literally, unless he gets injured, there's no downside to Julio Jones.
Right.
But there's a tremendous upside with him. I think he's just scratching the surface. I mean, he's going to overtake Roddy White here in the next year or two and become a dominant force. Chris Johnson, I still don't trust him very much. You know, would you be surprised, Bill, if he had a stinker year?
I mean, listen, the guy still had 1,200 yards last year, but he didn't have the touchdowns that we would like to see. And I don't think he has that same opportunity near the goal line now that they brought in Sean Green. He only had 6 touchdowns last year. So when I'm comparing him to Julio Jones, I'm going for upside, and I think Julio Jones has the lower floor.
It's PPR.
Or the higher floor.
Exactly, and it's PPR. So, yeah, go Trent, Alfred, and Julio, and you are in fine shape with a nice foundation there moving forward.
All right, guys. Well, listen, thanks a lot. I appreciate it.
Best of luck to you, Rich, and good luck in your draft.
Man, he drafted well last year.
Well, he drafted, yeah. I mean, and he can have another quality team based on those three keepers. He can really do some damage, take some risks with other picks based on that solid foundation.
Mm. Yeah, look at that. I mean, two Alabama guys, Bill, Trent and Julio.
Yeah, how about it? Must be a big SEC college football fan like yourself.
There you go.
855-728-7500 is the phone number. Webradio@patriots.com is the email address. And speaking of emails, let's go back to the email address. We have Brent L. sends us his roster. He's in a 12-team, half-a-point PPR league with one quarterback, two running backs, three wide receivers, and a tight end in the flex spot. Here are his starters, Todd, and it seems like he listened to us by waiting on the quarterback. Andrew Luck, Jamal Charles, Chris Johnson, Andre Johnson, Antonio Brown, Cecil Shorts. On his bench, Ryan Matthews, Chris Givens, a wide receiver we both like, Kenbrell Tompkins, Michael Floyd, and Brandon Myers of the New York Giants. So We love the running backs, Jamaal Charles, Chris Johnson, but we're not really crazy about Ryan Matthews, and that seems to be his third running back on this team.
Yeah, I'm looking at his bench. I like his receiver bench with Chris Givens and Kembrell Tompkins. Obviously, yep. Tompkins has all the hype and the upside.
Not crazy about his running back situation. Bryce Brown is really just a handcuff to LeSean McCoy.
Who he doesn't
Joique
have.
Bell, really just a handcuff to Reggie Bush.
Who he doesn't have.
Right, who doesn't have. Ryan Matthews, I'll tell you, there's no player other than Darren McFadden. I said it before, I think. Ryan Matthews, Darren McFadden, and No'Shawn Moreno are the most frustrating players in all fantasy football.
Yeah, three out of the AFC West, too.
Exactly. I don't think that's a coincidence by any stretch.
Yeah, well, you know, like you said, he's strong. His starting lineup is strong.
Mm-hmm.
Very strong. And I just think he needs to build up that depth a little bit. I don't understand the Joique Bell pick when you could have had Niall Davis as a handcuff to Jamaal Charles.
Right.
If you're going handcuffs, handcuff your guy.
Handcuff your own guys. Sure.
You know?
Absolutely.
Bryce Brown, like you said. So not crazy about the depth at running back, but everything else looks pretty strong.
Let's move over to Dan M. is in a 12-team PPR draft. His next draft, Dan says, my next draft is a 12-team PPR league. The dummy with the first pick has already declared Peyton Manning. So clearly, Dan is in a good spot here already if the number one overall pick is going to be Peyton Manning. At number three, Dan has the third pick. He basically can He has the third pick, and he basically can handle his first three picks. So
right.
He doesn't need our help with those first three
gotcha.
Picks. Dan knows what he's doing. He's a man with a plan.
Okay.
Around pick 46, which would be his fourth round pick,
okay.
He could be looking strong for a flex option like Frank Gore, Giovanni Bernard, but that would leave him a little bit thin at wide receiver. So what's the better move for Dan? Should he go with Frank Gore or Gio, or should he maybe pick up that second wide receiver?
Well, it depends on who's there, man.
Of course it depends on who's there. But in general, Todd, what's your strategy? Would you rather have a flex running back, or would you rather have your second wide receiver?
In my most recent draft, I went flex. I went running back.
I tend to go that way as well.
Yeah, because a guy like, for me, it was Steven Jackson.
Okay.
I started out my league with Adrian Peterson, and somehow I got LeSean McCoy as well. Don't ask me how. And I had a Randall Cobb or somebody at wide receiver. And in my mind, I was thinking, well, I'm probably going to go wide receiver next. But then Steven Jackson was still there in the fourth round. And so I took him. So now I have three running backs and a wide receiver. And what I found was in the subsequent rounds, there were still plenty of wide receivers that I liked that I was able to round up a pretty good group. You know what I mean? So my advice is probably – I mean, again, there are a couple wide receivers, though, if they fall all the way in the fourth round. It would
right.
be Larry Fitzgerald in some leagues is falling.
Roddy White falling. Victor
I know.
Cruz falling.
So you kind of got to – you know, that if there's a guy that you love, you personally love at wide receiver that's still sitting there, then you have a tough decision to make. But all in all things being equal, I always go running back over wide receiver in these types of formats. So I would probably take that Frank Gore – instead of the wide receiver who's there.
Yeah, I'm with you, Todd. I think the wide receiver depth, the talent between 15 and maybe 30 in our rankings, I think they're all pretty much in a similar category. I think in a 12-team PPR league, it's really smart to get two running backs, maybe three running backs, as soon as you can.
Yeah, there's a significant drop-off at running back. Pick the number. I'm looking at like around 25-ish. There's a significant drop-off, you know?
Yeah.
So I agree with you.
We got Joel in Lansing has, in a PPR league, 6 points for passing touchdowns, 1 point for every 20 passing yards. With this scoring, should I consider drafting a quarterback in the first or second round? Todd, this one's simple. Let's say it at the same time. One, two, three. No.
No.
No, you should not. 6 points for a passing touchdown. doesn't mean that you should be taking one in the first or the second round. Andrew Luck is only going to have maybe 10 less points or 10 less touchdowns than a guy like Drew Brees. Matt Ryan may have only 5 less touchdowns. You can get them in the 5th, 6th, maybe in the 8th or the 9th round if you want to take a Cam Newton or a Matt Stafford. Don't take a quarterback in the first round just because you get 6 points for a passing touchdown. Let's go back to the phone lines where Andre in New York is patiently waiting. He's in a 12-team league. Hey, Andre, thanks for calling into the Fantasy Football Champs.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Doing great, man. What can we help you with?
I got 2 questions for you. So my first question is, I just want you guys to, I'm going to read you my team, want to see good or bad, if it's a championship contender team or not. And then I have another question about my money league that's going to be September 3rd.
Okay.
So I got Tom Brady, Matt Forte, Arian Foster, Julio Jones, Torrey Smith, Big Jason Witten out of Dallas, DeSean Jackson, and then my bench is Brandon Whedon, Giovanni Bernard, Shane Vereen, Kimbrell Tompkins, and Jordan Cameron with Dan Billy as my kicker, and then Tampa and Detroit as my defenses.
How many teams are in this league?
12.
Wow, you got a solid squad,
stacked.
Dude. Stacked. How did you get Foster, Forte, and Julio?
All right, so my first pick, I was kind of, you know, I listen to you guys all the time, longtime Patriots fan, and I
Thank
figured
you. Thank
it,
you
it is kind of a risk to take Arian Foster as the second pick. So I did it just because I know that he's a dual threat out the backfield and running the football.
Of course.
So I got Foster my first round, then Forte my second round. I picked up Julio Jones in the third, following your guys' lead there, and then Tom Brady actually fell to me in the fourth round.
I'll tell you what. We say that we want to wait on our quarterbacks. If you can get Tom Brady in the fourth or the fifth round,
right.
You have to jump on that. All Absolutely. Over that, all day long. That's a great pick. You said your second wide receiver was who?
Torrey Smith.
Right, Torrey Smith. I think he's a quality top 20 wide receiver this year to go along with Julio Jones. We love your bench, Kimbrell Tompkins and Shane Vereen. You loaded up on the Patriots players. Now listen, that's never a bad thing because Patriots are going to score maybe the most points in the league once again this year. We know they're great at running the football. We know they're great at passing the football. So when you have as many players on good teams as possible, we like that move. You might have a little bit of a problem when they're on a bye, but you'll deal with that when it comes around. You have a very, really good squad. B+, A- for me.
Nice.
Todd?
I was just writing down all these names and yeah, I thought he was going to say, like, an 8-team league.
I mean, even his tight end is good.
I know. Yeah, man, you loaded up.
Yeah, A-, A-, dude. No, forget about the B+. 12-team league, you got some superstars. Definitely championship-caliber squad. But you have to pay attention to the waiver wire. You know, do your homework each and every week. The draft is only the foundation of a championship run. The real sure. work for to win your league is done in the trenches week in and week out during the regular season.
That's right. Yeah, I was a little nervous because I know Jason Witten does not score a lot of touchdowns.
That's all right.
You know, he's very valuable, and he scores, you know, over 1,000 yards every season. So
yeah.
I figured I'd go with him. And then I drafted E.J. Manuel, but once he got hurt, I dropped him and picked up Brandon Whedon.
All right.
That's all right.
I mean, you got Brady. You don't have to worry about that.
Right, right.
All right, what's your second question, Andre?
And then my second question is my money league, which is pretty much what I'm doing is this league that I just read you off to, I'm kind of practicing for my money league because that's the one I really want to win in, of course.
Of course.
So going off of the kind of format that I did, you know, 2 running backs, you know, 1st and 2, and then hopefully I get a top flight receiver, and then, you know, hopefully one of those good quarterbacks fall to me in the 4th, 5th round. My question to you guys is, I've seen in some of the drafts that I've been drafting, I've seen actually people, let's say if they get Calvin Johnson in round 2 or Dez Bryant round 2, that they often not so much handcuff their backup, but handcuff those wide receivers with their starting quarterbacks. So do you think that moving forward, trying to be contenders, do you think it's a good idea, let's say if you draft a DeSean Jackson or a Dez Bryant or even Larry Fitzgerald, do you think it's a good idea to go after their starting quarterback as well?
Todd, what do you think about that combo, that quarterback-wide receiver combo? I think it works in some cases, but you may end up with some egg on your face in others.
Right. Here's the deal. It first of all, I don't aim to get the combination thing.
Like, right.
I don't set out going, okay, I've got Dez now. Now I've got to get Tony Romo. I don't think that way. Sometimes it just works out that way, you know? If it does work out that way, that you wind up with Romo in the 8th round, Dez in the 2nd or whatever, what you see during the regular season is a lot of highs,
And a lot of those.
Yep.
And you don't get the consistency that I like to have diversifying my lineup. So over the, you know, you're going to have a crazy game when Tony Romo throws 400 yards. Des Bryant catches 11 for 180 and a couple of touchdowns. But then the next week there's a stinker. And when there's a stinker for one, it's usually a stinker for both. So it's kind of ups and downs. It depends on the combo. I mean, again, Romo and Dez, Stafford and Megatron are the two obvious monster combos that I would not mind having at all.
Right.
But I don't set out, like, you know, trying to get that combination. If it, like, works out that way, just then I'm good with it. You know what I mean?
Matt Ryan, Julio Jones, yes. Jay Cutler and Brandon Marshall, no. So it really depends on the situation, like Todd said. All right, Andre, we best of luck, and we appreciate you listening to us on Patriots.com radio. Todd, I mean, I hear what people like about that quarterback wide receiver combo. It's a lot of fun when they're scoring three touchdowns a game, like Matt Ryan and Julio Jones, or when Tom Brady had Randy Moss that one, you know, that incredible year. I mean, you probably won your league if you had Brady and Randy Moss when Brady was throwing for 50 touchdowns and Randy Moss was catching 22 or 23.
Sure, but when he's talking about, you know, hey, if I draft Fitz, should I look at Carson Palmer?
No, I'm not down with that whatsoever.
No, there's like the elite tandem, which is really two of them. I guess, I mean, I don't know. Ryan and Julio, I guess you could argue that. Peyton Manning, Demaryius Thomas.
Yeah.
You know, there's some other ones, I guess, as well.
Yeah.
But I don't know, man. It's just, you know, I don't get a wide receiver and then go, wow, can I get that quarterback? Maybe I'll reach an extra round earlier to get the QB, too.
Right.
I just don't do that.
All right, we're due for a break here on Patriots.com radio. More fantasy football champs, more fantasy football draft strategy coming up right after these words.
More fantasy football strategy and advice coming up next.
The word offseason doesn't exist in the NFL. Maybe for hot dog vendors and groundskeepers, but not for teams or players or fans. When the goal every year is winning it all, the road begins to be paved in February. Because there are holes that need to be filled, weights that need to be lifted, and next levels that need to be reached. Keep up with your favorite team with coverage of NFL Network 24/7 on NFL Mobile. Always having your passions with you? That's powerful. Call Star NFL to download NFL Mobile from Verizon. Airtime and messaging rates may apply. Coverage not available everywhere. Available on select smartphones. Don't call or text while driving.
It's Jim from Ace Ticket. The New England Patriots are back in action, and Ace Ticket, the Patriots' official fan travel partner, is behind the team, from Foxborough all the way to Miami. Ace Ticket is your official home for all Boston sports tickets, with free and easy pickup in Kenmore Square or across the street from the Boston Garden, or game day pickup at Patriot Place. Ace Ticket is Boston's own ticket agency. We've been serving our customers for over 30 years. Ace always has the best seats at the lowest prices. Whether the sports, concert, or theater tickets, Ace makes it easy to get the tickets you want and the service you deserve. So treat yourself or impress someone. Go to aceticket.com or call 1-800-MY-SEATS and get the lowest price on the best tickets for all Boston sports teams. And with our free loyalty program, you get 5% back on all orders. Call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com. Ace Ticket. Sit your ace down.
1-800-MY-SEATS. With power comes responsibility. And NRG has taken that responsibility to new heights by evolving the way sustainable energy is discussed and used in the 21st century. With 3,000 state-of-the-art solar panels installed at Patriot Place, we've transformed the open-air retail complex next to Gillette Stadium into a visually stunning, self-sustaining destination that generates 60% of its own power. NRG is proud to be the official energy provider for Patriot Place, Gillette Stadium, and the New England Revolution.
Patriot Place in Foxborough is New England's premier entertainment, dining, and shopping destination. Experience the Hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon, an interactive museum dedicated to the history of New England football. The family will want to check out the latest summer movie at Showcase Cinema Deluxe, or a concert or comedy show at Showcase Live. Shop retailers and the region's only Bass Pro Shops. And of course, there's always dinner and drinks as you dine outdoors and take in the sunset or the view overlooking Gillette Stadium. Experience world-class medical care at Brigham and Women's Mass General Healthcare Center, located on site at Patriot Place. The region's only four-star hotel, the Renaissance Hotel and Spa, offers luxurious accommodations, including the ultimate in pampering at Spa Epochet. Special events are always happening at Patriot Place, from Kids Club Story Time every Tuesday to the area's largest classic car display. Patriot Place is located in Foxborough next to Gillette Stadium, and parking is free. Visit patriot-place.com for complete store and restaurant hours and event listings. Patriot Place. Shop, dine, enjoy.
Before Jenny met her new nephew, Wyatt,
before she drove to New York, and before she picked up a Boston Red Sox onesie down the street from her Alston studio, Jenny got 1% back on tires, 2% back on snacks, and 3% back on gas using her Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. So Jenny got ready to do what she loved with cash rewards she liked. That's the power of the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. That's Bank of America. Life's better when we're connected. With the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card, you can earn 1% cash back on all purchases all the time. 2% cash back on groceries and 3% cash back on gas. Apply today at bankofamerica.com/getcashback. Grocery and gas bonus rewards apply to 1,500 in combined purchases each quarter. Call 1-888-224-8735 for details about credit costs and terms. Copyright 2013 Bank of America Corporation.
The Patriots Pro Shop has everything you need to show your pride on game day and every day. Choose from the widest selection of hats, tees, authentic jerseys, autographed memorabilia, and much more, including our new game-worn gear collection, where you can own a piece of authentic Patriots history. The Patriots Pro Shop, located next to Gillette Stadium, is open Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 9 p.m., and Sunday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., or shop online 24/7 at PatriotsProShop.com. The Patriots Pro Shop, your team, your store. Player rankings, injury updates, and waiver wire advice. The Fantasy Football Champs cover it all right here on Patriots.com.
Oh, welcome back to the Fantasy Football Champs. Bill Enright, Todd DeVries, and even Kevin Collins are hanging out with you just for a few more minutes here on Patriots.com radio. It is our Fantasy Football Draft Special, and if you're serious about winning your league, you got to check out FFChamps.com. Special 50% discount for Patriots radio listeners. Go check out the website. We'll be with you from the start of your draft all the way to the end of your Fantasy Football Championship. And Todd, this is Fantasy Football Draft Week. For the most part, everyone does their drafts this week.
How many drafts do you have between now and the opening kickoff of the season, Bill?
I know I have two in one day. I think I have six more to go.
Six.
I have three this week, and then next week I have three, but two of them are in one day.
Yeah. I got two big boys coming up soon. Two big boys. And, Bill, I'm drafting in the two-hole and the ten-hole. Opposite ends of the spectrum.
So you can't even, like...
They'll likely be completely different teams, and I like
it that way. Exactly. You like it that way. See, I have, in my two big leagues that I really want to win, I have the third pick and the first pick.
Okay.
So I feel like I'm going to get a lot of the same players. Maybe not in the first round, but in the second and the third and fourth, you know, I can get a lot of the same guys.
Yeah, I hear you on that. So in one league, Doug Martin is going to likely be my guy. I'm totally fine with that. And then at the 10 spot, we'll see what happens. Sometimes it's kind of cool to just see what everyone else does and then just see what falls in your lap, you know? So
yeah,
I'm actually pretty psyched about the ten hole too, because like I said, I'll have a completely different team, and the foundation of my team will be completely different anyway. You know what I mean?
Right, and it gives you the option with that back. Is it a 12 teamer or a 10 teamer?
That one's a 10 teamer.
So it gives you the option to kind of play around a little bit. You get back to back picks. That's 10, fun. 11. I like having that.
10,
I'm looking forward to having that when I have the first round pick.
And that 10-11 league. There are some big points for quarterbacks. I mean, kind of. So there'll be quarterbacks that go in the first round because it's 6 points for touchdown pass, but there's up to 10 points depending on the distance. So a 40-yard touchdown pass is 10 points.
Right.
And then there's 9-pointers, 8-pointers, 7-pointers. So they'll definitely – I guess my point is this. I'm going to get two of the top 9 running backs in that league, no doubt about it, if I want them. They'll be there for me.
We have an email coming. Kevin, what picks do you have?
I have the fourth tomorrow night.
Is that the keeper league?
That's the keeper league.
Okay.
And then in the other league, let me look really quick. I'm all the way down at ninth.
All the way down at ninth. Oh. 12 or 10 team league?
10 team league.
All right, so that's not bad.
No, not terrible.
Now, I know Fred Kirsch does not do fantasy football. We had him on the show, our very first show of the year, back in August, first week of August. He said he does not do fantasy football. Do any of the other guys from PFW in Progress take part in the joy that is fantasy football?
They do not.
What is going on up there?
I don't know. They're all old curmudgeons.
throwing haymakers.
Oh, man.
I don't know. They think it's fraudulent, I guess.
I don't understand why. Like,
it's just good fun is all it is, really. I mean,
30 million Americans play fantasy football, and in my experience, fantasy football players tend to know more about the entire NFL. Not saying maybe one particular team, but know more about the entire NFL than just your casual fan that only follows one team.
I agree with that.
I mean, Bill, how great, this is a whole other discussion, and we'll get to this during the season and one of our many, many shows during the year. But how great is the Red Zone channel for fantasy?
Oh, it's like porn.
and they have a great commercial where the doves are flying and he's in like a heavenly atmosphere.
Yeah.
And the people walk in and they say, oh, it's his first time watching Red Zone.
It's one of those things like pornography. You know it when you see it or hear it.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you.
There's Fred.
That's Fred.
I mean, you know what's funny is I have digital cable where I am, and I have the NFL Network, and then right next to it's the Red Zone channel.
Right.
And I was on the NFL Network, and I was watching one of their shows or whatever, and by mistake, I just clicked one channel up, and it had, like, Red Zone channel, you know, coming soon. Do you
right.
know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it just hit me. I was like, holy crap, you know. That channel's only on for, what, 9 hours a week?
Yep.
But it's coming up, baby. It's coming up soon.
The worst part about my job is I usually don't get to watch any of it. It stinks.
You know what I heard? I think this is confirmed. The Jacksonville Jaguars in their stadium.
Yes, during, big news.
During Jags games, on their big screen, Kevin, they're going to have the Red Zone channel just on.
See, we do cut-ins of it. We do Red Zone updates probably once or twice a quarter. We'll do like a little 30-second highlight package, and it might cover like four highlights from four different games.
But Kevin, that's during a break in action.
Yeah, no. Why would you put it on during the game and just because people aren't going to watch the Jags games?
Because it's Jacksonville.
Come on, the fighting Jags. They need all the fans they can get.
People are staying home and watching the Red Zone channel instead of going to the Jacksonville Jaguars games. Obviously, for obvious reasons, the Patriots don't have that problem. Sells out at Gillette every week because they're a good team, and they have been, and their fans know that if they go see the Pats at home, the chances are they're going to go home happy because they won the game.
Well, we do.
Jaguar fans can't say that.
We do a good job with, in our defense, we do a good job with the Red Zone cut-ins, but we also have new boards this year that are dedicated solely to fantasy football stats.
Yep.
See, I love that.
So we have four smaller boards in all four corners, like kitty corner of the stadium, that are just going to be scrolling fantasy football stats the entire game.
Perfect. I know that a lot of teams are doing this, and a lot of teams over the next year are boosting their cell phone coverage. They're going to like mega juice their signal.
Yeah, we did that where we have free Wi-Fi for all the fans in the bowl too, so you can get on your iPhone and check your, you know,
because
your team.
Because let's
in
be honest, guys. I mean, we all go to games, and when you're at games, there's lots of breaks in the action, a lot of TV timeouts, and what's everyone doing? They're on their smartphone checking their fantasy score. So
hopefully, like, you know, in just trying to engage these people a little more by having all the information, like, scrolling the entire game right in front of their noses, it'll somewhat kind of curb that whole, like, reaching into your pocket every 2 seconds, because we need our fans to actually make some noise and not be worrying about fantasy stats.
No, I mean, that's a good move.
Outside of my family's tickets to the season tickets to the New York Giants, outside of my section at MetLife Stadium, there is this entire wall of laptops and tablets. Verizon sponsors it. There's maybe 20 laptops and maybe like 5 or 10 tablets, and people are just like swarmed to them during the break in the first quarter, during the halftime break, and you just look across the screens, it's all fantasy. Every single computer is logged on to CBS Sports, logged on to Yahoo, logged on to ESPN. It's hilarious. But you know what? The NFL recognizes that fantasy football is here to stay, and people take it seriously, and they want to consume as much as possible in terms of content, in terms of highlights, in terms of stats. So it surprises me that diehard football fans, like the guys at PFW in Progress, don't participate in fantasy football.
Yeah, I mean, Fred's excuse was something like he didn't have the time, and if he needs to, you know, go into something like this, he needs to do it 100%.
He wants to be competitive. Yeah, I understand
something like that.
That.
I can't speak for the other guys.
Yeah, it's just, you know, I know it can get
overwhelming for me when I, you know, the first couple years that we started doing it back when I was in college, you know, we're talking, let's see, we're talking like maybe 07, 08, something like that. You know, I did a bunch of leagues because you're in school and you get time, you know, instead of studying, you'd be looking at fantasy stats and all that stuff. But once you get into kind of the working world, I've curbed it down to just two so I can do, you know, a pretty decent job in both those leagues and I'm not spending like too much of my time on it. So I've had that compromise.
See, the thing about this job is I'm always doing fantasy football. So it's kind of like, it's almost like I'm doing work when I'm doing my fantasy football work.
I agree with that, Bill. You can make the argument, you know, if the fiance or the girlfriend or whatever comes in and is like, hey, you know, would you get off the damn computer? You're like, honey, I'm working here, you know?
Yeah. Yep. I use that excuse all the time.
For me, I use the whole, you know, when she comes in and I'm watching like the Sunday night game or like the Monday night game or the Thursday night game, pretty much the one game of the, or, you know,
during the week
I can sit there and actually watch, which I actually...
Right.
And we've talked about this a lot. I miss that, just sitting there and watching football just for fun. You know, my excuse is, oh, I'm doing my homework. I'm scouting.
Yeah, I'm scouting the
opponent. Doesn't work very well.
I got to give my report to Coach
Belichick. I usually get like a quarter of it, and then it's, you know, switching over to like the Food Channel or something.
So, Kevin, the away game slate this year, do you know which games you're going to be traveling with the team?
I think the Jets game. And I think there's a couple other ones that I'm not sure of. Yeah, I know I'm not going to Buffalo. I've been to Buffalo twice. I'm not going this year.
So here's the away schedule. I mean, I'm sure the
Patriots. I'd like to go to, like, you know, Atlanta. The Atlanta or the Houston or the Baltimore. I'd like to make a couple of those.
Miami?
Miami in December is nice. I've been to Miami a couple times. I like to go to the one. I like to try to get the stadiums I haven't been to.
Right.
So Houston. I haven't been to Houston, I haven't been to Atlanta, and I haven't been to Baltimore yet, so I'd like to get to some of those.
I don't think stadium-wise Atlanta would be all that great. I think Houston stadium's awesome.
Atlanta's changing their stadium.
I think from what I've heard, Baltimore puts on a show. I think you know that place gets really loud, the people are really into it.
Baltimore is an awesome little town.
Yeah, no, I've been there a bunch for baseball. I've gone to see the Sox play there a lot. But I'd like to go. I've seen M&T Bank Stadium from inside now, but I you know, it's been empty. So I'd like to get in there for a game.
It's really a shame that the Ravens fans don't get to have that first week of NFL action to open up the season as the Super Bowl champs back in Baltimore.
Are they on the road?
They have to play in Denver.
Oh, that's awful.
Because the stupid Baltimore Orioles wouldn't change their game or something.
That's terrible.
I think that's terrible, too.
That's a disgrace.
Listen, by no means am I a Ravens fan, but if your team wins the Super Bowl, that fan base deserves to have the week one home game.
Yeah, you got to have that kind of pomp and circumstance where the banner gets unveiled.
Of course.
Everyone's jacked up. There's nothing like it. You're the only game on that night. You're on showcase.
Yeah, I feel bad for the Ravens fan.
Yeah, that's Bush League.
Now, listen, I'm sure that Baltimore will do something a lot of fun for week two or whenever their home opener is, but... there's just something special about that week one game.
White Sox at Baltimore.
Yeah, give me a break with that.
But they're like, the whole point of the league scheduling the game on that first Thursday night is to give the Super Bowl champs their due, you know? And it's just, I don't know, it's a shame. I didn't even know that, Bill. You just educated me.
White Sox, second worst team in the American League.
Awesome.
Baltimore's still laying in the weeds. They're fighting. They're trying to get in the playoffs. Yeah, they're in the wild card hunt.
Yeah, well, yeah, they are. But you got to figure most of Baltimore is going to be tuning in to little football that night.
No, I agree.
Hopefully the Thursday night games are better than last year's Thursday night.
That's a great way to kick off the Thursday night slate. That's two good teams.
Yeah.
So that should be a good game.
Last year we had some lopsided matchups.
You got Patriots-Jets, I believe, which is our home opener.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And then after that, I'm not sure. I just know the first couple weeks.
Kansas City, Andy Reid goes to Philly.
Oh, okay. So there's some intriguing game/storylines in the first month here.
Next one is Niners at Rams. Did they tie last year?
Yes, they did.
Buffalo at Cleveland, Giants at Bears.
Goes
on and on and on. So, yeah. I mean, how about the Monday night doubleheader, you know?
Oh, that's, yeah. Is that the second leg of that's Texans-Chargers, right?
Yeah, Eagles at RG3's Redskins, which should be interesting.
Yeah, those are a couple good games I'll get to watch.
I love having the two Monday night games.
I love that, too.
It's
such a treat.
It's such a treat.
First week's amazing.
Because happens is you're overwhelmed by all the action on Sunday. You're so happy that football's back on TV. So Monday night, you're always excited to see, oh, yes, at least we get one more game. Now you get two games. It's like a bonus.
And you know what the extra bonus is, the cherry on top? You don't have to watch the stinking Raiders again.
That's true.
Oh, that was terrible last
year. It's usually Raiders-Chargers.
Usually.
Right.
So now you got the Texans-Chargers, which fantasy-wise is going to be humongous for Arian Foster and Andre Johnson. So much rather see that matchup than the Raiders.
I'm getting excited just talking about this. I can't wait.
You know, I think maybe because of the last 2 years I've got to go to the actual Super Bowl, the NFL Super Bowl, not the Fantasy Football Championship. The actual Super Bowl, the week of the Super Bowl, is so much fun. I look forward to it every year. The week of the NFL Draft, I look forward to it every year. But nothing in my life compares to this week. Fantasy Football Draft Week is by far my favorite time of the year. I don't have kids yet, so I'm not going to say their birthdays or Christmas or anything like that. I'm very selfish. I'm very self-centered when it comes to this. Fantasy football is my favorite time of the year because it gives me time with my guys, with my boys. We're hanging out, and we're doing football stuff. That's what I
like. I'll tell you what, Bill. I'm looking at this opening Sunday slate.
Yeah.
As Kevin just alluded to, and you did too, all the 1 o'clock games, it's just an orgy of football, right?
It is.
And when that's done, okay, the 4:25 Eastern games, one is Green Bay at the Niners.
Great. That was the week one last year.
And
great
then
game.
You go into Giants-Cowboys in the nightcapper. That is awesome.
It's like football orgasm right here.
Oh, great day of football. Great day of football.
Cow.
It's like the NFL knew that they wanted to welcome everyone back in 2013. They said, let's do our best job to make week one over-the-top awesome with the scheduling, and they seemed like they did it.
Wow. I mean, it didn't really sink in until – and the 1 o'clockers, I mean, I know the Patriots fans are going to be watching the Patriots, but how about Falcons at the Saints?
Love that one.
Holy crap.
Yeah,
here's one game
one.
I won't be watching, Tampa Bay at the Jets.
No.
Even if I own Doug Martin in my fantasy league, I probably won't watch that one.
No, I'm not going to be watching.
So there
that.
You go. That's a monstrous. If you want to go triple header action, you got your Patriots, same time Patriots going on. You got Atlanta at the Saints. Then you got the Packers, Niners, Giants, Cowboys. Oof.
Yeah, it's great. It's a lot of good action. We're all happy that football's back.
Sort of makes me feel like singing.
A little late on that one. The Doug Martin drop. Is that the Muscle Hamster drop?
Yeah, I just like it in general, though. I kind of listen to it on my iPod.
Nice.
When I'm at the gym, that's what I run to.
You are such a clown.
Gets me fired up.
You're literally on a hamster wheel listening to the hamster music.
It's true. I like it. Gets me fired up. Makes me run that extra mile.
What would you do? What would you think Vince Wilfork would do if you played that during preseason warm-up, pregame warm-up?
He would probably not be happy.
Or like...
I wonder what he listens to on his iPod when he's on the treadmill.
Or like Brandon Spikes.
Brandon Spikes would probably just punch me in the face. He takes no prisoners. He already gave me a couple of gestures like he was going to do something bad to me when I was playing country music once.
we heard you had Country Music Fest up there in July.
We did. I wasn't around for it, thank God. But I was out catching fish. But, you know, I didn't want to be anywhere near here. But
smart
no, one day during training camp, there were a few requests that came in from some of the linemen and some of the linebackers, guys like, you know, Dane Fletcher, who were from like Bozeman, Montana,
right.
And I'm jamming like the country music for them. And they're just doing these like kind of like, you know, light stretching, light jogging drills. And all of a sudden I see Spikes just shaking his head and pointing up at me and just waving his arms in the air, flailing like a monkey just trying to, like, get my attention, like, please, please stop this. And I did not, so I'm trying not to see him in the hallway anytime soon.
Now, you know, Kevin, I think we have some scheduling updates for the next 2 weeks of the show.
Okay.
I don't believe we're back on air on Thursday because I know you're doing Patriots preseason.
Yeah, we have the last preseason game Thursday.
And then next Tuesday, our typical time for Fantasy Football Champs, I don't believe we're on because of Labor Day.
Yeah, because of that Monday program, Patriots Monday, gets flipped to Tuesday.
All right. Yeah. So we're not going to be back on air until next Thursday.
Unless you guys...
Game day.
Yeah, that's true.
Game day?
Till game day.
Unless you wanted to do... Didn't Fred say you could have the option to do Wednesday, too?
I didn't look through my emails.
I didn't really either. I've been pressing buttons.
Well, for the fantasy audience still listening after all this exhilarating talk the last 5 minutes.
Yeah.
I guess what we're saying is our next fantasy show here on Patriots.com, or at least a show with a lot of fantasy in it, might be the day of the kickoff of the Ravens and Broncos.
Right.
Sounds like a plan.
Lineups. Starting lineups.
So if you have your fantasy draft between now and then, we're not going to help you out. We're not going to be able to help you out. Not that we're not going to do it. We're not going to be able to do it because we're not on the air until next Thursday. So go over to ffchamps.com. Make sure you sign up. A special 50% discount for patriots.com radio listeners. We're going to help you dominate your drafts. We're going to help you dominate your league. Go over to ffchamps.com and make sure you sign up and take advantage of that 50% discount. Guys, what do you say we wrap up the show? Anything else you'd like to add before we put a bow on it?
Good luck to everyone in their drafts this week. I know I'll be praying for some success.
Todd, Kevin, what do you got?
I would like to hear that Fred drop that you played earlier, if you've got it at your fingertips, Kevin. Before I want to hear that one last time.
It's one of those things like pornography. You know it when you see it or hear it.
Yeah. Those are my final words. Couldn't have said it any better.
Well, that'll wrap up our fantasy draft special here on Patriots.com Radio. For Kevin Collins, Todd DeVries, I'm Bill Enright. We want to thank everyone for listening to the Fantasy Football Champs on Patriots.com Radio. Best of luck and have fun at your fantasy football drafts.
It's one of those things like pornography. You know it when you see it or hear it.
Todd DeVries and Bill Enright are the Fantasy Football Champs.